Smoko says, Dak wants to be frozen and refrozen so he has a chance to hate every generation.
Spread the hate.
Were you sexually assaulting the young lady downstairs?
Never.
Oh, yeah, he's giving a tour in the ass.
And the rest of this is equally disturbing.
So I take this loaf of bread, and over a process, I slowly transform this loaf of bread into a toaster, right? So the toaster now...
What?
If they grab you, and there's like 13 kids, they got knives and shit, and they're going to curb stomp your head because they did it to three other kids?
Yeah.
Don't go throwing punches. Get the fuck out of there.
Okay.
They buy the mushrooms pure, and then they cut it with maggots, and then they sell it for a profit. That's what happened.
Thank you for reminding me. I have a loser group story that was what
someone tried
heard
to sell you a cut can of bad mushrooms?
No.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Are we on the air?
Hi, you're on Ranch Radio. Who's this?
Hello,
Gloom Bunny. Just one second.
Oh, my God. We're all everywhere. Do we know what we're doing?
No.
Is this thing on?
We actually have no idea what we're doing. We're feeding back.
Feedback.
It's all fucked
Feedback's
up.
Feedback's good. We're at an erase show at the OB. What happened?
This is all bad.
Stop the insanity.
Okay.
Okay, what the fuck happened there?
Okay. This is like, there we go.
Like I thought I was at the Ocean Beach for a minute there. This is like all bad.
Okay, we're getting better.
Are we all better now?
Hey, Gloom, how's it going?
Somebody tried to call the phone, and all it did was click at me and then say, please wait.
Well, did you wait?
Yes, I waited, and the phone went dead, and then there was a dial tone. There it goes. Hold on. Hello?
What the fuck are you doing?
Listen to this. What is this?
Please wait one moment. I have given Roto your phone number, and apparently he's having trouble phoning you, I guess.
Yes. Apparently, did he by any chance give you his phone number?
No. How many phones do you have?
There's two right here. This is a pay phone.
Oh,
what the fuck's the deal here? What's going on?
Gloom Bunny's lost.
The car is gone, so I'm no longer scared. But...
What do you mean she's lost?
I'm sorry, like, full of a million people, but I'm really loud, angry sounding rap music, like, I'm gonna fuck your bitch up and shit, and then they're all wearing blue and black. That's kind of creepy.
Okay, Gloom Bunny is trying to go to Roto's house.
Oh, okay.
And she is lost. And Roto apparently has a problem dialing phone.
Okay, well, how about this?
He's already asked me twice for it.
Where are you now?
44th Street Indian School at the Chevron Station across the street from the Circle K, catty corner of the Einstein Brothers, and right across the street from Pizza Connection.
Okay.
Okay, there.
Okay, here's Roto's phone number.
Woohoo! Hold on. Can you hold on a second?
You've got two phones. Start dialing on the other one.
I don't have my change on me.
No, fuck, get a pen, Jesus Christ.
Do you have a pen?
Hold on, yeah, my
pull your tits out, it's fine. Just gonna get a flat here in about 2 seconds. All right, just fucking get a pen.
She went to the car.
Dun, 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 dun. Some drunk Indian's gonna pick up the phone.
Hello? Is this Terrence?
No, motherfucker, this is Clarence, and get the fuck off the phone. I'm like, hard copy. Ah, gotta love these Cenobites.
Why do you say that?
What's she doing going to Roto's house? Hey.
Seems that we have hooked some other people up now. Okay, you've got a pen.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna give you Roto's phone number off the air.
Okay.
Here it is.
La la, as Sean runs interference for Roto's phone number. I am actually curious as to what Cenobite Glue Money is doing. Going to Nomad, or not Ronan, Decker Roto's house.
Well, Decker and Cenobites. Let me.
They got a lot in common. No, they don't.
Depends.
I don't think Roto's seen anybody. Maybe Roto should try to get a blowjob. I think he should try to get a blowjob.
Maybe Glue Money should try to give one.
I don't know.
840. Who try as you may.
Wait, we can't be doing this. This is like Bad Temptation Island kind of shit. We should have like a Temptation Island.
Hold on a second. Bad Temptation Island?
Bad Temptation.
How worse could it get?
We could get like Evil Temptation. You could have like people on there and they like, you know, you mustn't kill any kids. And you have like some fucking serial killer and like kids dancing around with like razor blades hanging on trees and shit. No,
it's like all Bad Temptation.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay, here we go.
So it's going through now.
So I'm all good.
You're all good. You're going to be rescued off the street.
Once again, Rant Radio saving the lives
across
of lost children everywhere.
Hooking up people with
He's
people.
He's
right across the street.
I'm going to go over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep us updated on the current events.
I'm crossing the street now.
It's green.
We are crossing the street. Light is green. We
have a walk.
Not little walk. Jaywalk.
Oh, you can't be saying that over the air. That's illegal.
What did she say?
Just jaywalking.
Oh. In front of a cop.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, we're going to hang up on you now.
Okay. Say what the hell?
Yeah,
amazing.
Finger bangs. Okay, right on. So that's how that shit goes.
Yes.
What the fuck is up with the stream tonight? God, it sucks. No case. It's just because you're in, like, Europe.
No, you know what? It's fucking up again.
Is it?
It's baffling me why there's problems with the stream.
Is there a way that someone could attack the stream?
No.
Attack the stream. you're thinking Ghostbusters. Don't cross the streams.
Don't cross the
don't
stream.
Cross the
don't
streams.
Look directly at the box. I'm looking at the box, Ray.
Let's.
I looked at the box, Ray. That's what I should say to Decoroto. Decoroto, don't look at the box.
I look at the box, Sean.
Oh, God.
Well, some
did you
people
eat all his acid?
Some people are saying the stream is great.
Okay.
Some people aren't. Oh, the webcam. Webcam is up, but it sucks.
But it sucks.
Webcam sucks because it needs a bit of love.
It needs a bit of love. If we can all join together,
Red
and give the webcam
the
some
webcam
love.
Some good loving later.
There's a grounding
catch
problem.
Catch me all
with
week
it.
At the improv room.
Good loving. So the Red 5 is a section man for all the ladies.
The web. The actual video capture is about 40 feet away. So there might be some sort of distance problem.
Far away?
No, it's not 40 feet away. It's fucking 24 feet.
The number of cables, adding them all up, is like 40 feet.
Oh,
unfortunately,
wow.
I think that adds to the problem of I don't know how to solve that.
You get some better.
It's
cable.
Hum. It's hum. It's not the video degradation.
It's hum.
Sure.
It's like me.
You call
it
hum.
Here it comes.
I call it degradation.
You hear that?
Or you can't hear it.
Well, there you go.
Can you hear that?
Let's get more feedback. They like that.
All that is.
Right now, the video is awesome. It's great. It's clean. But there's lots of hum.
That's just because it's unshielded cable.
Okay.
Throw some shielded cable on there, it'd be super duper.
And we get rid of the hum.
Super.
We can locate
and we're
that.
Back. Some shielded
at
cable.
Any standard.
Great.
Place of employment.
Well.
Where do you work? I work at Circle K. Where's your shielded cable? That's right beside the tacos.
Right on.
So you'll notice that going around the room tonight.
Going around the room.
Are you
there's a lot of empty seats.
Which is, it's just Dak's not here, so he's taking up less space.
That's what I'm referring to. There's a lot
now, we can make as much fun of Dak as we can want to, because he doesn't have a computer on the internet.
No, that's right.
That's right. He doesn't have a computer, period, does he?
Yeah, he does. He's got a Pentium 133.
Ooh, speedy.
A P133?
I think it's a
P133 front side bus. And a dual P3800.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whip it out. Whip it out, baby.
only 512.
RAM.
Oh, only 512.
Nice.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I work in a computer store.
You work, I don't.
Oh. And you're proud of that, right?
No. I'm oddly ashamed.
Oddly ashamed that I do nothing yet make gobs of money. Okay, going around the room. Oh, my God, it's me, and I'm fat. It's Sean looking with his black hair. Hi, I am not one of the members of the Bear Blanket Ladies. In fact, I'm Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
You're Brian Wilson.
I'm Brian, just like Brian Wilson did. It's bad. It's like jiggling on a Friday night.
Zoom out, please.
Zoom out, please.
Run away.
It's not close. 3D camp.
No.
Oh, my God. 1.783 million pores.
Oh, my God.
We'll
say hi, and we'll move on.
Hi, move on.
And what's your name?
Soma.
Soma. Soma or Soma?
Soma.
Okay, I did get it right.
And then we've got...
A red hat.
And we've got Red Hat Linux in the shows. And we got Black Wolf.
And this is Black Wolf here.
Also looking like a member of the Bare Naked Ladies. To go to just like Brian Wilson did. And then we have someone who's not a member of the Bare Naked Ladies. We have... Red 5.
I'll do my best Bob from Peru impersonation.
that's a good Bob from Peru. Oh, really? How's Bob from Peru doing anyway?
You know what? For a redneck, he ain't too bad with the comp stuff.
With the comp stuff.
Computer.
He's good.
He wants to be. He's not a redneck. Okay.
Damn straight.
No, he's not.
We were analyzing last night. No, I was not. At a friend's
he
place.
He wants to be a redneck so bad, but he grew up in False Creek in a co-op.
Okay.
He did.
This has always been left from the rumors
yes,
and the annals of his history.
He grew up in Granville Island in a co-op apartment right by Granville Island.
Right.
Okay,
right now.
He used to go to the fuck Yarnello. He's not a redneck. He tries so hard. I got a mat jacket. Can right I be a redneck?
He grew up right next to the bulk kumquat dispenser.
Yes, his dad. Now, his now Uber dad. Bob from Peru's dad, the father of Bob.
Uncle Bob.
He is the original dwarven redneck. Okay, this guy is like redneck
short
time
and
five.
Stout.
Yeah. The guy's like 3 feet tall, 9 feet wide. He's a human Humvee. He was a heavy diesel mechanic for like years and years and years. He can take like the nuts off of a rig's tire just with his bare hands. And like the impact.
Is that what he calls it?
Well, like I was fucking around with the guy, right? I'm like, you're screwing around. He was just like poking him and shit because we used to go shooting and stuff. He used to take Shane and Rob shooting. Bob from Rude, not Shane. I don't know who Shane is. And he used to take us up shooting, and I'm like sitting there poking him and shit, going, like bugging him and shit.
Poking the small man?
Poking the little guy.
That's like trying to take the food away from a small poodle.
And he sits there, and he's not too quick. He's not really too fast, like physically, right? So he goes and goes, and he just looks at my leg and takes like his thumb and his forefinger, and he pinches a chunk of my leg, and I'm like on the fucking ground because he could just grab hold of my muscle and peel like most of the muscle away from my femoral and just tear it off my body. I'm like, oh my God! It's like being caught in like, you know, the jaws of life going the other way, and I'm like, this is all bad. This is all bad. This does not bode well for the DVD.
And there you go. Closer? Further away?
Actually, closer. In to your right. Perfect. Stop.
Perfect.
Smile.
With the emerald headphones of power, eating a cookie. Mm.
Chips ahoy, matey.
Chips ahoy.
Chips ahoy.
Yeah, so
Mr. Christie make good cookies.
Mr. Christie, you make good cookies, but why do you make me go in the closet? So, in any case, so Uncle Dak is not here. Neither is Ronan Medic.
Nope.
Here is Projectile Vomit Man.
Or Drexol.
Or Drexol. And why? Because they couldn't
they're
get a ride.
Lame.
Because they're weak.
Because weak. 14 hops in the Loser Cruiser just isn't good enough.
14 hops.
That's all it takes. 3 bus transfers.
Ride the bus.
I have no idea. I'm sure it's horrendous.
Actually, I think you can do it in 2.
To Wasson.
Actually, you know what? I think you can do it in 2. Like,
we should
hope. Surrey to like North Delta.
Oh, it'd be fucking rude.
It's probably 4 buses.
Yeah, and a ferry ride.
And about an hour and a half.
Yeah, more than an hour and a half.
Move,
like,
that's
the
just one way.
Studio to like the top of like Mount Sinai or something. So you gotta go get airlifted in every Sunday. You're like, you know, we got 3 minutes in the LZ. Israeli radar will be picking us up in 15 minutes. you know, fucking be great. And you just drop it off. You're like, ah, there we are. And Decca wrote, our glue money says, hi, safe and sound.
She apparently
yeah. says.
I apparently she made us.
Yes, that's what Roto says she says.
Yeah, Roto's got
what do we say to Roto?
Roto's got her suspended by her feet and has already slit her throat and he's got blood all in his bathtub. That's what he's doing.
Roto.
He's like that guy from the cell. He's got all the hooks in his back and he like floats over her white body going, hur, hur, hur. I'm like, wow, that's the best implementation, that movie, The Cell, best implementation of like automation software I've ever seen. I'm like, wow, that's really good. GE Fanuc, you know, hi, yeah, my automation software, this is supposed to fill water in this sealed booth and I want to make sure that a woman couldn't get out of it, okay? And it's got to have an automatic food defense, but still the booth is totally full. I'm sorry, sir. Well, we could probably help you with some design. Have you got some CAD drawings? Oh, sure, sure. I got some video where the leak is. Hang on. Oh, help me! Help me! Bang, bang, bang. See, it's leaking here along the side. Have you seen the cell?
Yes.
It's all bad.
Well, I was just going to say, it's great to know that Gloom Bunny's safe, but what about Roto? Could
yeah,
please go
I think that's our bigger concern is Roto.
Roto? Nah. Nah.
She's Roto's, tame.
Roto's in good hands.
Experienced hands.
Experienced hands. No,
rough, callous, manlike hands.
Oh, yeah, no grease for you.
Okay, so
we're going to go through the IRC here.
Let's go through the IRC.
Maybe here. It's not Roto typing erase ads.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a good
what
point.
I'm getting at.
Don't you mean in good legs?
Oh, my God.
Enough of that. Mr. Echo, Smokehouse, K, Sophie Dophy, Crazy Redhead, Decker Fellatio. Is that a real name, or did they change that?
I don't know.
I've lost track.
A fucking cult. What do you want?
Come on, Sean. Name them all off in alphabetical order.
Yeah, okay.
And then by state. Jodath Moore, Pele, Roto, DRCH, Elphalus, Erase, Frozen Fox, Paradox, Kexler, Dell, Integrity, Nixter, Templar Knight, Cyber Samurai, Raskolnikov, NT Sapater, Malkav, who's dead, Phallus, Metallophallus, Floyd's Lapel, Judas, Punk of Evil, Coppertop, Plastic, Decker Pseudo, whose name is backwards, Prophet Kha'Zix, Tenshi, stop fiddling with the mics! Raydale, Romeo Jr., Star is Getting High, The Cult Cock, Dark Angel, Zen Zen, Test Subject, Y2 Karma, Zerphalus, Zerstor, I suppose, and a bunch of name I cannot pronounce. It says, Sean is a God in Leet Speak.
Oh, in Leet Speak.
534N154G0D. Sean is a god. Now we've got A-S-E. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Ace.
Ace.
The great message goes here. That's probably Holy Dio saying that.
Decker the...
Hello, Quoth! Quoth showed up.
Hey, Quoth.
So that means that Enki and Quoth...
She's hurting right now, so...
Yeah, everyone send love and hugs to Quoth because...
Ice Cure 10 times minimum.
You should have gone to my dentist.
Yeah, she's all fucked up like February.
They took out 5 more teeth than they're supposed to. They tried to put them back in.
4 impacted wisdom teeth. She's got nerve damage in her lips. She's drooling.
One arm doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it's all bad. She got a computer virus.
She has to wear a diaper now.
The virus, like, beat the shit out of her and locked her in a fucking, in a barrack box and threw her in the ocean for 3 weeks. And luckily, Norton Utility managed to get her out of the box and we got her to a GPS location.
And now she's in that.
Yeah,
I have a feeling this is going to be glowing.
It's all bad. But anyway, she did get nerve damage from this fucking, it's temporary apparently.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Gloom Bunny.
Oh, what do you want?
What do you want, Gloom Bunny?
You told her to call the lettuce.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I've got him tied up here, you know.
What have you done to him?
What have I done to him? Well, I tied him up, first of all.
Okay, well, like we gotta go, so give us videotape and we'll sell it as a snuff film.
He wants to announce something.
What's that?
Right here. They're like, they want me to get off the phone.
Okay, what? Say what now?
She's gonna come back and do that again sometime.
just hang up.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
That's enough of that.
That's enough of that. Don't call again. We'll kill you.
Don't call again. We'll kill you. Phones are off now.
It's like, you know what we need is a sound clip? We need to get like 8mm and we have to have that story goes, or we'll fuck them and we'll kill them and we'll film it.
Perfect.
That's like the Gargoyle Cenobite crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we did a lot of shit. I've got a rant.
Yep.
I've got a new song. Of course, they're not really songs I do.
They're things.
They're song things. Well,
they're
big.
No,
they're songs.
Rip-offs.
No, they're not. They're songs. If fucking Everclear can make the same goddamn sort of thing and put music behind it, think I'm gonna die today. I mean, that's a song. Okay, but fuck you. It's a song.
Everlast.
So we did another Everlast. Is that his name? Everclear. Everlast.
The rapper.
Yeah, the rapper, okay. Mouse Pain guy. Yeah.
Yes, that's Everlast.
So we got that going on. Uh-huh. And shall we do the... Let's play the other rant, the one that we were supposed to play last week, but we didn't play.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, fuck, I don't want to wait a second. I want to do it now. Do it now.
Let me find it.
Let me find it.
Can you do a call-out for Bob X? Can you, like...
Bob X?
Say,
oh,
Bob X,
dear Internet, this is Sean speaking. It's like, you know, you pray. This is what I do. Most people pray to God. I pray to the Internet because there's so many people listening and stuff. It's like, dear Internet, this is Sean speaking. Would be appreciated if we could find Bob X and get him to contact Rant Radio so we can correct the fucking stream. Okay?
He's got a great stream
He's
running.
He's got a great stream, but
it's been up
not
for,
pointed at the
it's
right
been up
place.
For about a year.
Yeah.
It's streaming nothing, though.
It's totally empty. Thank you for coming out. So we need to get that shit.
Bob X, he came to the studio. He was here. I met him.
Free
he does exist.
Free Rant Radio stuff.
And now he's gone.
Free Rant Radio stuff to whoever can find Bob X and get him to call.
That's right. We're not saying what we're going to give
you. We're not going to say what we're going to give you. Free stuff for you.
Free stuff.
Including kudos, and we'll name a server after you or something.
That's right.
Ying.
I don't know why that's doing that. But this is You're a Freak.
No, don't play that. Play the fucking...
What?
I want to hear
the
banana
rant?
Thing. What are you, stupid?
Oh,
fucking,
you didn't even specify what you wanted to hear.
I said the banana thing, you freak. It's what a... Fuck.
I don't remember hearing banana at any given point here.
Oh, yeah, we'll check the RC logs. You'll hear when you go over the show again.
They'll say banana.
I didn't hear banana.
Ah! Yeah,
there was no banana, Sean.
There is no banana.
Shut up, you're all wrong.
Okay.
I'm
Nomad
wrong.
Snitz, I've posted all of Sean's rants on the FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com.
Oh, I see.
And I've posted all the solo rants without the music.
Oh, yes.
So these people can
this
download
is for
them.
All the mental people out there who want to download my rants and remix them. Like,
you can remix his rants.
Tenshi did one, and I can't remember, was it Tenshi?
Tenshi
did one, and I think,
has done that.
Case did one, I think, that was really fucking cool.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting, like, hits on Napster. This is way out of control. Like, first I thought it was funny.
It's on Napster?
Oh, fuck. It's, like...
There's stuff on Napster.
Ronan Medic did a search for Go-Go's, and he did a search for Sean Kay, and I got more hits than the Go-Go's.
Lies.
That's what he said. On his search. Well, whatever.
Who is this again?
Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic.
Medic.
I don't think he knows how to spell Go-Go, does he?
Hey, be nice.
I'm being as nice as I can.
I like Ronan
Medic. This is a good day for him.
He's a good friend of mine.
Should hear him at work. Okay, be this
nice.
Is bananas.
Makes you wonder what you say about me when I'm not around.
Let's just not go there.
Okay. That's don't even... You don't want to know. This is Nomad Schnitz. He's done some magic. And
touches his crotch and thinks about me.
That's right. In the shower and all that.
They come in. Everybody comes in after lunch, and I'm sprawled out, buck naked, on the rubbing my crotch on the carpet and then smelling it, thinking it's you. How's that for a picture?
Ooh, rug burn.
All those years of Dungeons and Dragons are coming back to haunt me now.
Here it is. Bananas.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking... Where are we at? The Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertiser, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit, and I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sims and my shit, which I had all in there. And we get up to the till, and we're all rocketing through there, and of course, there's only two baskets, so this poor chick, my and I got her, Jesus, throw up. Going shit through the till, it's firing through the till, oh my god, and I've got to get my shit off of that side counterboard, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermarket, you know, happiness awaits you down at the stuff mart, and I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go, and I look back and I see some bananas, I see those same bananas, and I go, wait, did I pack those bananas, because I wasn't sure, and then this old guy behind me goes, no, those are my bananas, and I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, now I'm pretty sure those are my bananas, I said, are you sure those are your bananas, and he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. And I'm like, oh, well, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. Then I start walking away and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razz on them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because I know he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just to let you know that, yes, this is a daily trials and tribulations that happened to me. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. This old guy, those are my bananas. Wait a minute, those are my fucking bananas. Bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. Wait a minute, those are my fucking bananas. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas, they're mine. Sure. So the moral of the story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Now we are back.
We are, in fact, back.
What are we doing?
He's on air.
We're just doing some diagnostics on the broadcast server.
Please stand by.
And it looks pretty good. It's got lots of memory. It was down at about 10% utilization.
If this was a TV show right now, you'd see a picture of a guy holding a case of beer, holding a beer, a little drunk.
It's pretty bad.
It's all bad, but
it
only cut out a couple times, so it's not so bad as last time.
Like
there's like wings.
Daughter, she's got a set of tits on her that would.
Oh, ooh.
It was on a TV show that or something like that.
That was kind of bad.
So that was the infamous Nomad Schnitz.
That was very good. Good one.
Nice.
Good one.
Nice Schnitz.
Schnitzel.
Like
warehouse.
Fucking bananas.
So I did something kind of artistic. I'll get it all out in the open now. So
we're
going to
play it later.
Why?
Not now.
Why?
Because I think what if we run out of things to say?
Well,
and then we got to fill some time.
Then we can just sit and go,
anybody got any jokes?
People can phone in with
all right,
their jokes.
All right, what's in the news? What's in the news, you poor bastard? What's the score?
The truth has been exposed.
The truth? Oh, yes.
Of Rant Radio, Sean Kennedy, the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole thing's blown wide open.
We're totally fucked. I don't know how this was leaked, but apparently this is the case.
Somebody leaked the story.
I'm going to have to kill Xenu.
Xenu. That's right. I bet he's the informant.
He probably is.
I'm going to post this in the IRC and everybody can take a look at it. It is
amazing. Amazing. So,
Darn that cult.
Darn that cult.
Welcome to my site. And this is done by Jim Bob, pastor of the Anti-Cult Ministries.
Has this been redone?
This is another hate cult site.
Yes, it's another hate cult site.
Introduction. After seeing another anti-cult pages, I just had to raise up my voice in their chorus.
Make sure you publish it in the...
I did. Page. Now, I'm not condoning what others have done, mostly because none of them is telling the truth about these evil, misguided individuals. Here you'll be able to see the real origins of these bad guys. Help us fight cult, and Jesus will love you too.
And Jesus loves. Darn that Jesus.
And if you have questions or would like more information, how to join Anti-Cult Ministries, email us today. It's anticultministries@hotmail.com.
because their domain was already taken.
Yeah, anticultministries.com was already taken, so they had to just, you know, go through
the
GeoCities and
the
Hotmail and stuff.
Under construction. What are
it's
we
under construction.
Here?
They're going to reveal the truth about Smokehouse and Apocryphus eventually.
But right now...
It's Sean Kennedy and Sumerian.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to look at Sean Kennedy first. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Intergalactic space fugitive.
This is true. I'm so fucked. Oh, my God. Right now.
This is the truth. You had to find out sooner or later, I guess. Few know the truth about the vile creature who calls himself Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy was born on a planet light years away from our own. His true name is Flor-El. Krypton was a nice, ordinary planet which has strong corporations and moral standards. Well, it basically goes through that Sean Kennedy's coming from another planet. He was kicked off. He was too evil there. And evil comes to Earth was the second part of this. And he was blasted in a two-dimensional square.
What movie was that in?
Deja Vu Superman.
Which one?
Was he trapped in
three?
I
think it was three.
It was the one with their multiple. There's like four evil guys that were two-dimensional flat panels blasted off.
And Superman takes the bomb out of the elevator, flies out into space, boom, and these things shatter, and the spirits get loose.
It's easier to travel two dimensions than it is in one.
Two-dimensional. It's quicker. There's no drag. There's no drag.
You can find it on the surface area.
Really quick. Yep. And then this evil being called Flora comes to Earth and does a switcheroo, implants himself in Sean Kennedy's body. And you can see the before and after pictures there. That's the real Sean Kennedy before he was implanted.
Sean Kennedy, please stand up and put one of his fingers on each hand up.
And there afterwards, Sean Kennedy, TFM. You can notice the TFM designates him from the original Sean Kennedy.
And
rest in peace. The original one has been deceased for a number of years now, actually.
Right,
about 3 years.
I killed that pussy, and I'm proud of it. Fuck him. So, it's pretty. It's
mighty.
And then the evil that is Sumerian.
And you can see on the Sumerian
link. Emerald headphones.
Rant Radio DJ, absolute power.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty thoughts. Evil alien headphones and Sumerian. Quite a combination.
Oh, yes.
And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes.
And it seems the evil creature named Sumerian, namely myself, has been corrupting people through the airwaves. I have taken control of the airwaves.
San Francisco, Sim's fault.
That's right.
You bet.
And it's corrupting people through my glowing green headphones.
That's right.
And they obey my every wish, as you can see in the picture there with the two wonderful women there.
They're wonderful.
And I've instructed them to do that.
They don't look like they're very...
And they're actually in my closet right now.
Really?
I bring them out after the show. You stay right there. Obey my commands.
And obey.
This is my final plan. To take over the planet with my evil headphones.
So,
wow. I'm currently constructing these large headphones.
These super huge, like, Ringworld headphones.
And when I speak, the whole world will be able to hear
That's
me.
That's right.
It will echo through the whole world.
Oh, God, here comes the feedback.
Evil bulb. And soon everyone will see by the light of evil bulb.
Unfortunately, I do have a nemesis. These three wonderful people have found out that the color, it's not actually sound you can combat me with. My weakness is yellow, and I am green.
Maybe it's that 80s band, like,
is very...
beautiful, because I think that could combat anything.
That would, in the combination of the yellow, the yellow happy face, it's death to me. It's like kryptonite.
This is
very akin to Green Lantern. It's a little bit different, but not quite.
Is that like the whole thing there?
Yeah.
The Green Lantern spinoff?
But these people have long since disappeared. I've killed them.
Okay, good.
They're gone.
Good.
I killed them for their bad dress habits.
Yeah, I bet.
Get out of the 60s.
I mean...
The wool pullover, that's so gone.
Don't be a victim. Protect your children.
That's right. Think of my
gun. Make them wear yellow.
Somebody think about the children.
Make them wear yellow to school. Full yellow jumpsuits.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Yellow's a good combatant. So you can pee on a handkerchief and put it on your face, combat the rant radio.
If worse comes to worse.
And bad breath.
And also some types of sarin gas. You know, that's what they used in the Second World War. You used to pee on a handkerchief and breathe it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, a little handy World War I trivia from Chuck.
Well, if I ever find myself in World War I, I will do that.
I was going out of 7-Eleven. Oh, my God, I'm being shelled in the trenches of Normandy.
Whipped
How
it
the
out.
Fuck did that happen? Wow, did I ever go fucking whatever? I got lost in time.
I wonder if those new World War II online games are going to allow for different things like that.
They could if they're detailed enough. They should take into account.
We're talking about time protected. This safe is time protected. Like, the safe, and you're like transported, like, the Jund Horde is coming over the mountain. Holy fuck, you know.
I shouldn't have touched the safe.
I'm somewhere in time now, and random, you know, kind of jukebox sort of fucking timing. Ding, 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 ding.
Well,
you're a winner.
Time is money, so
yep.
I guess the safe is protected.
There you go.
Well, that's where it can come from.
Time is money.
Fucking cool. You know, Tesla.
You can make a lot of money if you made a time machine, right?
So, like, that's what the USS Eldridge thing was, right? Everyone's all like the Philadelphia experiment. You ever see that?
Oh yeah.
And that's actually got case proof that that happened.
I've seen the documents.
An entire ship vanished out of fucking space and time.
17 hours or something.
I know, it was only like 20 minutes or some shit like that. But the whole ship vanished.
It doesn't matter, 20 minutes.
Reappeared.
It's like Contact, that movie?
No, this is legit.
Spin it around?
No, this is legit.
No, like, people were watching and it, like, disappears. There is...
Oh, yeah.
There's witnesses that...
It's obviously not real video footage, but there's the people who are on board the ship, some of them were, like,
nobody thought of
Jack.
They were videotaping this.
What the whole thing was they're trying to devise a cloaking device.
What year was this?
This was like 1960.
And nobody thought of taping this? Videotaping this?
It was a top secret military installation.
It was done.
They should be videotaping it then. That's even more.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. It was
absolutely, Sim. What was I thinking?
Damn.
That was the movie. They actually wasn't the cloaking device for what they're testing actually.
It was the USS Eldridge had. Yeah, they were. There was a stealth technology. They wanted to make it disappear from radar. And what they did was they created an electromagnetic bubble that went around the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, the whole ship, like, fucked off. Like, it all went... Like, these two Tesla generators. The Tesla generators never came back. They were gone.
Okay.
And the ship came back, and it was all fucked up like February.
And everyone was dead on board?
No, some were dead.
Some were fused into the deck.
Some were, like, had the deck happen. And a lot of people, like, faded out of existence later. They're all spread out. And there's, like, huge, huge, huge fucking research on
this. And we never tried it again.
No, if you read a book called The Montauk Project, it goes on even further with that. All the Hoongans out there, Sim doesn't believe me. So why don't we email Sim some information on the USS Eldridge and the Philadelphia experiment, because that's just pissing me off.
Ignorance is bliss.
It is. Fuck, anyway.
It makes things so much easier.
So what I'm getting at here is, what
if you don't know anything about
one of these things? We build one of these generations, you get the plans. Right. You can get the plans for them.
I'm not volunteering.
No, it'd be cool.
Like, it always baffles me. There's all these plans out there. Nobody's made these amazing machines.
How do you know?
I don't know. Because they disappear each time?
Yeah. Well, how do you know?
My Uncle Bob was making it, and then he disappeared, and we haven't made one.
Yeah. Shit like that happens, man. Well, you're 40 in times and stuff. Shit like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's just because you stay in your little fucking bubble under your ladder in fucking New Jersey here. I mean, Jesus Christ. No wonder. Well, I've never seen the moon, so I don't really know it exists. You know, Pluto's not a planet. You know, what the fuck? You
know? Big ball of ice.
It's just a big ball of ice. Fuck you. You know, like, come on. Give me a break. So, it's like, whatever, man. Whatever. What do we got in the news? What's going on in the news?
Just going through my little things here. Okay, yeah, we're going to go to the news. I've run out of things.
It was lost.
That was quick.
Well, I only have a couple announcements.
You're fired.
See what happens when you take a drink. We're here to take up all the time with the news and stuff like that.
That's right, yeah.
It's a lot quicker.
That's good, isn't it?
So what's the news? You got news, or are you just fucking hedging some more?
So I'm just hedging and stalling until the intro. Okay.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly
the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
And what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on here? What are we doing?
We're stalling.
Stalling. I'm thinking about other Dr. Pepper cans. Is that dirty?
Boy suspended for pointing chicken.
Oh, yes. Yes, this was a good one. Just out of curiosity, Sam, do you just go to the cult site for your news, or do you actually...
Well, there's a lot of good news on the cult site.
There is a lot of good news. I know. I've been there.
Usually the news that I do find eventually ends up on there anyway. So I just go there sometimes to look for it.
It's because you go tell everybody, or you just post it on there yourself.
Simmons posted one story to cult.
Woohoo!
In the history of cult.
So and I've forgotten the password since.
He's given it to me. And I've posted from Sim.
I posted a lot of replies.
But he never ever fucking posts.
Because he can't remember his password.
That's correct. I can't remember my password.
He's thicker than whale shit in the wintertime.
No, the password to start posting.
Are we on
the
air?
To post it. We're on the air. And it's moving. Time is moving. An 8-year-old boy was suspended from school for 3 days after pointing a breaded chicken finger at the teacher and saying, pow, pow, pow.
Kung Pao Chicken.
The incident apparently violated Jonesboro School District's zero tolerance policy against weapons. The boy was suspended last week.
I think
weapon.
I think that as that child,
take this chicken.
I'm thinking, ah! what is
my eye?
Don't point that. It has a beak in it. You know, what they should do is they should that child should come back with like a dead animal and beat the other children with the dead animal.
And not only will they ban
the child, but they'll ban chickens. I think
like
they should ban
zero
chickens
tolerance
here.
On food.
You know,
breaded dead
don't
animal.
Kill people. Chickens kill people, and we should.
I think all the kids
zero
in the school
tolerance on chickens.
Should
fuck
pick
that
up like pencils,
no chicken,
erasers, start pointing them at people,
yep,
and
no,
then they won't be able to have anything. They'll
okay
be like strapped
no
to their
fingers,
desks.
No fingers. Cut
nope
all children's fingers
they
off.
Must be balled yep up and taped up.
Yeah,
no
we
fingers
can do that fucking thing they used to do those chicks in China where they bind their feet and shit. We could do that, and we could do that with like all our limbs, and they could be all.
That's
gimp
right.
You could, like, tie them up, and we'll just be beggars, and we'll be like politically correct
and
beggars.
Then everyone will be safe. Finally.
Oh my God.
Finally, everyone
fingers
will be safe. What?
Safe from the chicken fingers.
Safe from the chicken fingers.
Oh my God.
I don't know about
the McNuggets are killing us, people.
The McNuggets, well, imagine how the chicken feels.
I know. Used. That chicken was used for
eggs
a purpose. It was not intentionally. I know. You could bring eggs to school
eggs
and throw them at
eggs
people.
Take
I will shoot you with this unborn chicken. Straight from my body to your plate.
And this is the debate between zero tolerance and taking like some sort of responsibility and making a decision. It's like, is that kid actually harming somebody?
No, this is just blatantly retarded.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere doesn't have the balls to stand up and say, excuse me! Does anybody else think this is fuck? This is fuck, sir, you can't be talking that way. Yeah, actually, I can't.
You're like, remember back
words
in the 50s when there was cowboys and Indians on TV and that's all kids did and they have guns that didn't have pink ends on them?
Yeah, remember, I had the
and
M24.
And that's all they did after school
I
was point them at each other.
I had the M24 A-team assault set where I could make 24 different weapons that showed you how to make mortars and shit.
I was the goo.
It was awesome.
I had a machine gun, squirt gun, and it went and it squirted water and looked same size as a machine. Yeah, it did exactly that sound. It was actually recorded on it.
I used to have a fucking toy gun that you would fire and the thing would make a sound like, oh God, don't shoot me! Bang! You know, and there'd be like screams coming out of the gun.
And who was talking about that they're having wars with actual BB guns? I think it was last week, weren't they? We're
oh,
talking about
that. Who didn't do that? Everybody shot BB guns at each other. Ah, well, yeah, Billy, put the gun in his pupil. Bang! You know,
good fun.
I know guys who did it with 22s. Fuck, it's crazy.
22s?
Yeah, oh yeah. Quick East round. Coast. East Coast.
You keep enough range, it's fine, right?
Technically, an AR-15 is 22. No, 22 BB, 22s. Like, they'd wear, like, fucking leather clothes and shit like that and have, like, padding, and they'd shoot each other. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I either find it hard to believe or I'm scared of the reality of it.
Oh, I just don't want to think about it.
I mean, who didn't shoot each other with BB guns, really? I mean, I shot at cars. I shot at fucking people. I shot at
birds.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Echo, for the password. Yeah, now I remember it. Okay.
Nowadays, no more excuses.
The next story.
But you'll never see him post because he's weak.
Pumps to deliver more than just gas.
Oh, is boy.
Is this the worst idea you have ever heard of?
Like milk
or
and stuff?
What?
No, I have a worse idea.
Shit,
this
I put
one
the wrong one in my car. While you're at the pump, this will allow you to browse the internet, download songs.
So what?
Check your stocks while you're pumping your gas.
Download what? Download
line
what?
Up.
The gas pump?
You don't have a big-ass gas tank to be able to spend that.
Well, exactly.
Time.
Like you're finished filling a tank up in like 2 minutes.
I know. And the guy's there checking his stocks, and he's going in, getting tech support from the guy behind the counter. You really think the guy behind the counter is going to know anything about this computer on the counter?
He wouldn't be behind the counter on a fucking gas station, would he? Like, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean?
And you're gonna be there's gonna be a lineup around the corner.
Yeah.
Everyone's checking their stocks. Oh, I'm almost done the download. I'm just getting the latest Metallica song off the gas pump here.
The next thing you know, the gas bar will really become a gas bar. We sit down, have a drink. And
oh,
you'll
be
back
dispensing drinks.
You'll be all like, oh, my papa. Okay, to check you out.
Okay, wash the windows too. I'm almost done.
Give me the key to your fucking cocksucker. In English, please. Give me the key to your fucking cocksucker. So I don't know. Whatever.
It's
insane.
It's insane in the memory. However,
and of course, they'll be broadcasting the ads on there.
There's a stupid idea, which I don't know if I posted or not. I looked at it, I went, that's too stupid to even post.
There's so many stupid ideas. There's not enough time.
This one is even...
Well, I think... Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fuck what you think.
I know you're doing. It's going to be your downfall.
Okay.
Like, I've seen it in...
I was like, I think I'm going to throw the coat saber at the window.
Oh, God, I'm sorry!
And I have a window to do that now.
Yeah, we have a window.
He looks out the window. It's like Malcolm X. There's all these cult members look up at the window, all ready to catch the servers.
Okay, we've got molten tar on the roof.
So like, what's happening? Are there some web junkies outside? Find the embankments. Find the ballista.
What's in a lot of big elevators downtown, they have actual like LCD screens in the corner.
Oh, God.
Where they're just streaming. That's probably more...
What's that, in elevators?
In the elevator?
Actually, yeah, it's called elevator
TV. Can you see fights going on in the... It's my turn! It's my turn!
It's static. It's just like a screen. Oh, you can't touch it.
Check this out. There is a guy...
I think that's probably what they're probably...
There's a guy where you can write a letter...
You can download MP3s to your cell phone.
You can write a letter online. Now, people are like, Shosha, what do we mean? Well, here's what happens. You go to this website...
Email.
No. You go to this website... You type out a letter.
Okay.
The guy prints out the letter, puts it in an actual envelope. If you pay a dollar, he'll mail it. If you don't pay a dollar, he'll stuff it with advertising and then mail it. So, fucking a week later, there's still shit.
What's that?
A week later, fucking buddy gets an envelope stuffed full of advertising, which now he's got the address, which no doubt has been sold to a whole bunch of people. Okay.
Yes.
And he's gotten your letter.
It's probably Reddit.
Packed in between 200,000 fucking ads.
And it's Reddit.
How very intimate.
Because he has to write it out.
How very intimate is that? I'm like, oh my fucking God. Now let me see. I could either take a week to send you a letter through my computer, but since I'm already online, why don't I just send you a fucking email and I don't get all the advantages of
what
the extra advertising?
Like, what a novelty.
This is a good thing because, well, people that you don't necessarily want to send a nice letter to, send repeated letters to them with tons of advertising.
Have some ads!
This is getting to my whole idea of, can you will debt to somebody? Like, when you die...
That's what I'm wondering. How does that work?
If you're a debt... I think it all comes from your estate. If you have debt...
Let's say you turn over my whole estate to Sean Kennedy. I'm going to spend some money now.
If you have no insurance for it, then I believe you can end up with your siblings or whoever gets your estate.
But in a will,
pay. That's
understandable. Siblings, parents, somebody's
that's not understandable.
It's not understandable. Sorry, what?
It's not understandable. My dad's a fucking shithead. He goes and like, oh, I'm $10 million in debt. And I got to pay for that shit?
Dang.
What is this? Fuck that.
That's the way it works.
No. Well, you're going to jail. No, I'm not. I have safe houses. Fuck you.
Hundreds of them.
You can say stuff like, okay, I can say I haven't talked to this guy in like 20 years, or he was always a bastard, he touched me there.
Show me on the styrofoam armor where the bad man touched me.
Use the blue dot.
Use the blue dot. Take the blue pill. Take the blue pill. I feel so funky.
I'm sure you can try to will.
I would go on a spree. I would in my dying days, I would like
sign up for 10 credit cards.
Buy cars, wreck them.
Make sure you're still physically capable to do this.
Hey, Decker Oracle's got an idea. What if you can hack the gas pump?
Hey.
Ah.
I've seen a picture.
Bring your Palm Pilot.
Have you seen that picture of the ATM machine that's crashed? It's got the error on the... It runs on Windows. It can be hacked.
What's this? What ATM?
An ATM machine. Some other country has an error window on it and an OK. Of course, you can't press OK because, well, there's no mouse. There's no touch screen.
Yeah,
so all these buttons down the side.
I want
side.
That thing that he had in Terminator 2. You know that little car he put in Terminator 2 that just ran all the little numbers?
That's always, that'd be nice.
You know what? I knew a guy. This is kind of funny. Here I am. This is back in the day when I used to work for Home Despot way back when.
Yeah.
So we're going turning the Wayback Machine like 3 years ago. This guy comes in, and of course I'm cutting some lumber for this fucking dude. And he's talking to me, la 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 la. Well, you start talking, and I'm of course a pretty personable son of a bitch. And as any good social engineer would do, I find out what he's doing, and he makes software for ATM machines. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm not interested in that at all, you know?
No, don't give me the plans.
Yeah, no, I'm like, so how do you get a job doing that?
Just a part-time job.
I'm looking, you know, I'll clean
weekends.
Up, you know, I'll clean, you know, and then I'll get, like, default codes and shit. Like, uh-huh. Oh, my God, there's got to be default codes. There's got to be, like, fucking emergency reset.
I'll just help with debugging. Oh, yeah, this one's giving out free money. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, what's the free money script? You know, if you hit this number combination, you know, and fucking two okays and five checking accounts buttons and bang, it just empties everything it's got.
Because you know they left in a back door.
Ding, 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 there's another winner!
That they forgot to take out while they're programming.
Well, you know, have you ever seen have you ever seen somebody actually do maintenance on an ATM?
Nope.
Okay. There's two armed guards, and there's a guy.
Oh, I've seen them get money out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Who looks like he's really well paid. No, not getting money out. Doing maintenance, like a computer tech.
Oh, there's two armed guards. There's a phone inside. You open the case. He has to phone someone to say, this case is open, because an alarm immediately goes off.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm
okay. And then, anyway, this well-paid dude.
At SFU, I used to study in this one area.
And area?
Right by the ATM. And
okay.
Just sit there and watch him. Being the eager computing science student that I was.
Right.
Just, you know, kept on, I got to walk past this a bit more, blah, 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 blah. They have...
That's the 10th guy that walked, needs to walk
they
by.
They bring the stuff with them. They have all the tools. There's, like, an interface port, mm-hmm. which is not standard. They plug into that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they... I mean, you can't do anything from the keypad.
It's pretty secure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this the keypad is what that brings you have us on front gets turned on. When you come up and put your card in, it won't even be... You can't even use it until the card's in.
Okay, this brings us to liquid nitrogen and the joys of shattering objects once they become solid. Like, I'm sorry, there's got to be a way to do this. Like, okay, Sean's version for how to rob a Loomis truck. You wait until the Loomis truck goes over a bridge, you blow
Isn't
up
that
the...
done in heat? Or?
You blow up the bridge, the Loomis truck falls in the ocean, as well as a number of other cars. Everyone thinks it's a terrorist act. You then get your scuba gear on, go below, leisurely bit the doors on the Loomis truck, empty it of all its cash... Carry on. It'll be 3 fucking hours before anyone figures out, wait a minute, that wasn't a terrorist attack. It was this asshole robbing a truck.
And they've took all the money.
You know what I've heard, though? I've got a friend of mine who works at an armored truck. He said, you know, that's a pretty good hit, but you know what you want to hit? If you were going to do, like, some serious ass robbing?
Yeah.
Fuck banks. Fuck armored cars.
If
you want to make
stores.
Some bread, go and rip off an ocean liner. Those
they carry
big,
cash?
Okay, how does gold bullion... get across the ocean because they can't...
Airplanes.
No, they don't fly it.
Why?
It's too heavy?
Because it fucks up the balance of the airplane. It's too fucking heavy. So what they do is they put it in these monster truck, go fuck yourself, oh my God, that's way too big, safes that they have on like these love boat style cruise ships, along with all Mr. Big Bucks' cash and jewelry and fucking... prizes and anything else he's got behind door number 8. Okay? So that's what you want to hit. The problem here is, of course, is that most of those love boat liner security guys are like, you know, pretty
ex-mercs.
Well, they're not. The love boat doesn't hire ex-mercs. Okay? They're not. We haven't quite got to that level yet. But like a lot of these private, like the really big name ones probably have like really, oh my goodness, that would be
Punk of Evil has got a tattoo.
Does he?
A nomad.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
So, Sarian's just destroying your conversation, so let's ignore him for a second.
Okay, Punk of Evil, I want that sent to me as well as your address, because I'm going to send you some free stuff. Because anybody who gets a cult tattoo gets free
what
stuff.
What is that, like the third, fourth
second,
person?
Second one. That's only the second one who's ever shown it to me.
Really?
Yeah. There's only, like, I need to have proof that it's a fucking tat.
And of course.
And I'm talking to people, I mean, if that's a fake tat, you're so fucking dead. okay, anyway, sorry. But, yeah, that's what you want to hit is one of these ocean liners. You know what I mean? Like, the Titanic. What was on board that fucking thing?
A lot
Gee,
of rich
they wouldn't
people.
Have carried anything expensive.
You know what I mean? Like,
do you think there really are that many greedy icebergs in the North Atlantic? I mean, come on.
No, but seriously though, it's like, what happened to all that cash that was in the Titanic? All the jewelry, all
James
that shit.
James Cameron funded, he grabbed it and funded his new movie.
No, seriously, why do you think everyone's like, raise the Titanic? Like, fuck. They want the money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't want to smell like 30 years of decaying love boat material, right?
30 years?
Whatever.
You whatever.
Put actual information here.
What's that?
Put actual information here.
I'm just telling a story. You can fill in the details afterwards. I'm not an editor. I'm just a writer.
Yeah, whatever. It's poetic license. I don't really give a shit. You know, whatever.
So the next release of Microsoft's product, they've combined ME, Microsoft ME, NT, and the CE. And what they've come up with is Microsoft Cement. Has combined the strengths of the three most powerful operating systems, greatest next generation of operating system. As hard as a rock
player?
And dumb as a brick.
Oh my god.
That was very inventive.
Windows Cement. That's so good. Oh, well.
Now, why is it I can see them doing this, putting everything together in one?
They tried to do it. They have
Fox Special when greedy icebergs attack. Who the fuck said that? That was Romeo Jr.
Greedy icebergs attack.
When greedy icebergs attack. Why don't we, it's an hour in, why don't we play either a rant or we'll play that new song.
Okay.
Play the new song. It's an hour in. Let's do it. And we'll Actually, no. We'll wait for Red 5 to be back.
Okay. Russians are going to send the first tourist into space.
I heard about this.
The first non-astronaut.
Okay. What do you have to do to hijack? I want to be the first space terrorist.
Okay. Here's your opportunity, then.
Fucking A.
You want something to hit that's better than a love boat?
What's that?
Anything going to space, because just think of the stuff they got to transfer, huh?
No, I mean,
between
you know,
got 486s on those stupid
things. Fuck that. Get on board the spaceship. Get on board the spaceship and space the fucking astronauts. You're like, I own this Star Cruiser. And you'd be like, you'd be
on. And you're like on the webcam.
You'd be on the webcam. You got it all. You got the big fucking data jerk. You're like, I will die here. And that's fine. You're
I've
like,
got his air supply right here.
Right here, motherfucker. Air supply right here. Air supply. Isn't that like a bad band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. What about Parsons Project?
That's right. Yeah.
But, like, seriously, could you imagine? You'd be like, they couldn't get you. You'd be like,
Come get it.
I own this.
I think they go.
And then what they do is they go, just stop sending telemetry. Okay. The thing strips off.
Bye-bye.
They wouldn't. That's just it.
They would.
No, they would not.
They would not.
They put too much money into it.
Is Russia NATO or UN? Russia's UN.
It does not
UN.
Specify.
I'm sure it has some kind of thrusters on it.
Russia is part of the UN, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. No UN country will bow to any terrorist demands.
I know there is no demands. I've got the space station. I'm happy.
that's what you wanted.
That's all there is to it.
No demands. Just
got my space station. Fuck you. There are no. That's the beauty. There are no demands. My space station.
They're going up to Mir.
Oh, good.
Is it Mir?
No. Mir's well, I thought Mir was
Mir's
like
coming down.
Mir's already coming down.
There you go, going Mir.
This is one hell of a roller coaster.
Oh, they were going up to Mir. They were going to go up to Mir.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Samarian has just realized he's got an old story in his hand.
No. They're going up to the International Space Center, Space Station instead.
Oh, okay.
How would you like to hijack that up to the space station?
What's Mir? Is it broken?
It's all fucked up.
There's mold growing on it. Mir's been, don't know what it is.
Mir's been running for like 17 years, 15, 17 years.
Yeah, long time.
It's a shame we don't have.
It went up around the same time Skylab was coming down.
It's a shame we don't actually have those man personal able like the personal spacecraft you go up and take down. Because wouldn't it be awesome to dumpster dive a space station? That'd be fucking amazing.
You're thinking like the Jetsons kind of thing.
Better than the brick from the Berlin Wall, huh?
Oh, much better.
Now you're leaving, huh?
I have to go pee.
It's a thing called.
Go on your chair.
It won't smell any different.
I think we just have to put the show on a pause.
Da 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 da
da da da. Does anybody have any requests in the IRC?
We're now
for
playing requests.
Humming songs. Anybody? I don't see any.
So coming up, we.
No, they're just.
Sean and I did. They're 20 seconds behind. Sean and I did a little thing earlier today. It is a sort of pseudo song, sort of like his other ones, the Wear Body Armor. And I can't remember the last one we did, what it was called. But this one's called You're a Freak. And it's done to New Order's Confusion, Hard Floor, you know, the thing that was in Blade, you know, when the blood comes from the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
And we hope you enjoy it.
There's one other note. I don't know if Sims actually said this or not before we get all
into it.
But we did this all in one take. This was done in like...
We always do everything in one take. Don't... What
really?
Are you talking about?
You, no. You can do post-production in one take?
Yeah, it's on the fly. I mix it. Yeah.
Un-fucking-believable. No, like all the vocals and
all
everything.
All the vocals.
Was all done in one go, and I didn't know how long it was. I'm like, oh, okay, that's like
45 seconds, it talks.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like a minute, and it's not. It's like 5 minutes long of me going off, which is like fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe it, but whatever. So, here it is.
You're a freak.
You're a freak on Rant Radio. What, do you think you're some kind of fucking computer guy? You think you're something special? You think you know what's going on just because you're all fucking with your little system? What, do you think you're some kind of gargoyle? You think you sit there and you look at your webcams watching people? You fucking voyeur, you peeping Tom, you fucking freak. What's wrong with you? You sit there every day and you're on this IRC talking to people you don't know about personal shit in your life. You think these people are your friends? You think these people care about you? What the fuck? All you do is just spend your time searching things on the web, looking up new things, new information. For gadgets, all these gadgets, all the gadgets you got on your belt, you got fucking tools and Leathermans and what the fuck else you got on there? Holy shit, you can remote control people's fucking cars, never mind your own. What do you think, you're like some kind of hacker? You think you're some kind of cracker, freaker? Is that what you think you are? You got breaking codes and games and striking back against righteous companies and people just trying to make an honest buck? You're sitting there taking away food from these, you know, Microsoft's mouth? Bill Gates has got to eat too, you know? Why you got to sit there and fucking take everything and think it's all free? If everything was free, no one had money to buy everything. What do you think? You can just own other people's systems? You can walk in there and just do what you like? Do you like that? Do you think that's cool? Do you think you should be able to do that? What do you think? That's not right. You're violating other people's rights. What do you think? You think Nikola Tesla, what are you, some kind of boom gun or something? You think that Nikola Tesla was right? You think UFOs are real? You think all this Aleister Crowley-istic chaos magic shit works? You said you're going to just sit there and draw links and chaos magic and put it on the web and try to steal people's cars? That's fucking weird, man. That's some weird shit. Not only that, it's satanic. That's evil. You can't be doing that. What are you doing? Speaking of evil, what do you think? You're some kind of prophet? Drawing arcs on walls, vandalizing, wrecking billboards, and righteous advertising put up by people who pay good, hard-working money that they could just spend to put that up there? I mean, that's not damaging anything. That's what I'm trying to do, is to go there and draw over that smoking sign with your fucking bullshit logo about whatever. I mean, what the hell is that? It's some weird little insect face or something else? Get that. What do you fucking, what do you think? You're some kind of nomad? You got a backpack full of shit. You never sit in any place one length of time. You can't hold a job. What's your career? What's your career? You used to have a promising career. You used to work at Starbucks. Now what do you do? You just kind of live your life, moving from one place to another. You think you're fucking free? You're a bum. You're a fucking bum. You got nothing. Look at you. You suck. What about you? Fuck, you think you're some kind of vampire? You're wearing black all the time. Your face is all fucking white. You sit there with some rose music, talking to other freaky looking fucking people. I don't know what their deal is. Like, hello, vinyl, hello, rubber, spooky attire, you don't wear it, what's the deal there? I mean, you know, what's with these augmented fucking teeth you got in your head? All you do is you sit there and you got fucking pointy teeth, you scare the shit out of kids. What do you think you're doing? That's not right. You're not going to be a productive member of society. You're not going to be anything positive. You're not going to grow up and have a family of 3.5. How are you supposed to be productive? How are you supposed to be a decent consumer when you sit there and you look like fucking Dracula 24 hours a day? What do you think, you're some kind of fucking samurai or something? You're some kind of Ronin? You got fucking guns all over your house. You're sitting there, you're stockpiling. You got barbed wire going around your yard. People are coming to your house, knocking on your door. When they get in trouble, you got weird fucking friends just like everyone else. They sit there and they just fucking come to your home and you protect them and stuff. Going to people's houses, scaring people at rallies and stuff. Cops are even fucking worried about you. They get uneasy when you walk into a room because you look like you're liable to kill everyone in there. I mean, that's just weird, you know? Meeting people, they don't know what to think. And only people who like you are other weirdos, other freaks who are just like you, who think that you're fucking cool. What about you? You don't do anything anyway. You're no worse than the guy with the backpack. You some kind of adrenal junkie? You think you're going to trip off the flesh? You some kind of flesh tripper? Is that what you are? You just sit there and fucking ride your mountain bike all day? You think the fucking sea gives a shit about you? You're just going to sit there and ride your surfboard or snowboard down the side of the fucking mountain and think that that's cool? Ooh, look at me. Look at me. I can do tricks. I'm so fucking cool. You think you got some kind of understanding? There's no understanding that you can't get out of a computer work terminal, and I have a satisfaction of a good day's work working for my company. You? No. I want to be under the trees and nature. I want to be understanding things. Oh, whatever, man. Whatever. You're just wasting time. You're just wasting time. What about you, you fucking slut, you weirdo? Wearing all that fucking vinyl and Cenobite shit. I mean, it's sick. You sit there and you have sex with people. I mean, God says homosexuality is wrong.
Okay, that's fucking wrong. What are you, some kind of fucking sexual deviant? You know, you're having sex with people and stuff. I mean, what about marriage? What about commitment? What about all those good family values? What about those? What about all those things that make people, you know, decent? You're not decent, folks. You shouldn't be in decent neighborhoods. You shouldn't be exposing children to these weird ideas about sexuality and masturbation and fantasizing. You know, that's just bad thoughts. That's like a thought crime. You shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. You're just fucking on the guys. You're just fucking freaks.
Hey, are you talking to me?
Somebody was asking what the original song was.
Yeah, the original song was New Order, Confusion, Hard Floor Mix. If you want to get the original song off Napster or other free places.
Yeah, acquire it.
Acquire it.
Acquire the song.
Share.
I can't
the
believe
song.
That thing was like 5 minutes long, so that's like, you know.
5 and a half.
Yeah, so we're
total.
Working gradually.
Are you still catching your breath?
Are we still? No, actually, that was, and we didn't take the breaths out. Seriously, that was straight.
That was exactly straight. Yes, Sean was high on Dr. Pepper.
If you want to have... Actually, no, I had a Mocha Valencia.
Okay. It wasn't Dr. Pepper that contributed to your insaneness.
I'm trying to get off the pop, actually.
Yeah, pop's no good.
So I don't really drink pop that often. I drink pop, like, on the weekends and before the show and stuff like that. But during the week...
Chris Things, Brisses.
I drink Mocha Valencias because...
So that will be on the FTP site maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. Something like that.
Well, actually, it'll be on the end of Brainwashing 18 because that's been done.
But I mean the high quality version.
The high quality version.
128 so. Kilobits per second.
Yeah. So it'll be up and people can download it and do
What do we want? Pop? No, thanks.
Pop.
More pop.
When I was working
Let's get a bong in London.
That's what people are saying.
I asked them, "Where's your pops? Where's your pop machine?"
Oh, I've got a big announcement.
Pop? What's a pop machine?
You mean the drinks machine?
Oh, yeah, it's right
down
the hall. Drinks machine. It's not a pop machine.
Soda?
No, so not soda. It's drinks.
Cola?
Cola.
Cola would probably work.
Coca-Cola, you limey T-Mac motherfucker!
Not Coca Pop.
Pop, motherfucker, do you speak
pop,
it?
I think pop is actually Canadian, too.
That's what I'm getting at. It's very Canadian.
In the States, it's soda.
Cola. Fuck that. Soda. I'm going to be like Samuel L. Jackson, the Canadian. I'll be like a white Samuel L. Of course, that'd be a big shift, wouldn't it? No difference there. I'm sure that would not get noticed at all. He'd be like, he goes, "Where's your Dr. Pepper?" Hey, Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, motherfucker!
Say
do you drink it? Say it!
Do what? You speak English,
do
motherfucker?
You speak English? Oh, did that break your concentration? Hey, yo.
They say pop in Nebraska.
I'm just wondering why there's two wood farmers in there tonight.
Two wood farmers.
Big wood farmer and big wood farmer.
I think his connection is bad and he's logged back in and the other one hasn't timed out yet.
Timed out. They're all bad.
All kinds of bad.
All bad.
Next story.
Next story is about two children.
Bulgar killers win secrecy ruling.
The Bulgar killers.
So, what these kids are like.
Bulgars.
No, there's not enough Bulgars.
Those two fucking kids killed the other kid.
Now they're 18. They're old enough. And what they're doing, they're protecting their identity still. Because they're going to get killed.
Okay,
Wait
a minute. How old were the kids who killed the other kid?
They were,
They were really young.
They were both age 10 when they killed the two-year-old by the railroad tracks. They took him from the mall. They have video surveillance. We're nab from the mall, from the mother, off the railroad tracks, beaten in the head with bricks and stuff.
Okay,
and
my question is why? 10-year-olds don't go kill other 10-year like a two-year-old.
These ones do.
Well, they
they're
just went
insane, crazy.
These ones just decided to do it.
Yep, they just felt like doing it.
Wow, that's
And there's the dad of the dead kid. He's really angry. He says James Bulgar's father, Ralph, has threatened to track the killers down. I think it's his life mission, actually.
Let's help him.
Well, yeah.
Is he golfing right now?
And I think the debate is whether they're too young to know. When is too young?
Well, there's an interesting point brought up in the cell. There's an interesting thing point brought up in the sub. They say product of the environment. And this is my ultimate argument for product of your environment. Okay?
Yeah.
There are people in cult right now who have gone through more heinous shit in their childhood, okay, than anyone, like Prophet Doodle, okay?
Yeah.
Prophet Doodle had her mother heinously murdered. Heinously, okay?
Oh, I remember.
I'm not
going to
get too into it,
yes.
But she got fucking heinously murdered, okay? And is Prophet Doodle out there pulling the Frank Castle? No. Okay. There's other members in cult who I know from firsthand experience who've wrote me letters about sick, obscene shit that has gone on in their life, and they would never hurt another living being. So if
I'm
you're
not too up on the product of environment.
So if you're,
I see that
I'm
as
a
more
product
excuse.
Of my environment. Yeah, fuck you. You know, just because like I had a pretty great childhood.
My dad was
too.
Alcoholic, so I had to drink too.
I get to be a serial killer because my parents
smoked a lot, and I've never once had a cigarette in my life. Not even a drag. Not even.
My mom smoked for, well, from actually she even smoked while she was pregnant with me.
Yeah.
Which would explain a few things.
Well, yes.
But they actually did hand me a cigarette once and said, "This is what smoking's about. This is how bad it is, and this is how addictive it is." I took a puff, just about threw up, and said, "Yeah, I don't really understand why."
And it's so uncool when your parents give it to you.
I had
my parents gave it to me.
I tried it. I just about threw up.
The concept
of
peer pressure,
forget it.
And any kind of like peer influence can be
peer pressure.
Close. It happens. There you go. I mean, you gotta admit that.
Oh, it does. You're like, I want to be cool too, right?
It's not peer pressure in the sense.
It's more fitting in kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't think nowadays they go, come on, you got to try this.
No,
it's
no,
more
no.
like you want to
no.
be with that
no,
group
no,
and you want to fit in.
Pressure.
It's more
powerful
peer pressure
when they don't say anything
cool,
about it.
I buy these clothes because everyone else buys these clothes and I do not want to be made fun of.
Oh, that's another aspect,
that's
yes.
Peer
depends,
pressure.
Yeah.
Also peer pressure shit like, that kid's a nerd, I'm being called a nerd, so I'm going to go jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
That's another
that's
type
another
of
one.
Peer pressure.
But if they realize there's more nerds than anyone else
yes,
in the school.
Which is one of the reasons why I started college. But anyway, like
nerds well, unite.
You know, it's like you know, what you need is a gun. And no, but it's just you know, fuck.
We rewind that and erase that part.
Did we go? Oh my god! Did I say that out loud?
Oh. We're back
no,
from
I mean,
commercial now.
It's like, fuck. You know,
and you're on.
3, 2, 1. What the fuck? Why is it every time we come out of a can I up-tempo song and I got to do a death dedication? What the hell? But anyway.
Dead dog.
No, yeah, everyone's getting that. The Casey Kasem.
I think a lot of people know that one.
That's just great. The motherfucker. Can we? I want a dedicated effort to come out of a slow, upbeat song before I get into a death dedication.
I marvel at the fact that you can even remember that.
Why two karma smoked cigarettes as they jumped off the bridge?
Wearing Gap clothing.
Bill,
I've seen the future, and the future is a man sitting in a beige robe, sitting there eating his broccoli, drinking a broccoli shake, singing, "I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener."
You lost me.
No, that was from Demolition Man.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Sariet is not in the studio. Erase.
No, unfortunately, Sariet is not in the studio. Erase. Next week, Erase will be in the studio.
Again?
They're dropping
again?
By.
Again.
Again and again. No. Two to four people of Erase will be here.
Are they pimping their next album?
They are.
No, they're pimping their next gig where I'm going to be doing spoken word.
Which ties in to Sean Case spoken word. Tour of the Lower Mainland.
Of the Lower Mainland. Stop by Surrey.
And that's
we'll
all.
And we'll be stopping in Surrey.
And North Surrey.
And we'll be making t-shirts that say Surrey. And big
and
letters across the back.
Girl.
And
yep.
Chuck
the Surrey tour.
Surrey. We were in White Rock, Surrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're coming to town near you
coming
soon.
To Surrey.
Near we'll you. Announce it on the webpage when it comes by. So anybody
Surrey is near you, and we're going to Surrey. So
if you become close to Surrey at any time,
you can come, you can see
Surrey
it.
Surrey is the place where we will be. So if anyone, and it's not like I'm going to be up there on stage the whole time. So like, please do not just show up. Go, where's Sean?
I think you should do that.
Go, oh, we're leaving now.
Like, I think you should do that. Your freak song. and do the course. You're a freak. You're a freak.
You're a freak.
That works.
Well, it'd be any better than Would You Like Fries with that?
Which at least they do the course again.
Which we could see if we could get a bootleg of that, because that'd be the one rare Sean track. Yeah, they actually did videotape it.
I know that. And they're supposed to get one to me. Bring it next week.
Bring it next week.
Erase people. Bring it next week. I can copy it while you're here.
Don't. You can
or bring
this
a copy.
Good extortion. You can get something from Sim from this.
What do they want?
He'll pay for it. He'll give you something for it.
Free average. What more do they want than free promotion for their damn band?
What more could you possibly want?
And you know I'm only giving you promotion because Sean's in the band.
Well, he won't give any company much. He won't pay the Roto theft.
No, I'm going to play it. Let's play that right now. Let's play it right now.
Actually, put it on the beginning and put it on the end of my rant.
Hey.
There's an idea.
Hey. That's not stall for time.
Stall for time. Here I am. Stalling for time. Again, Sean is the fifth member of the race. I'm like,
tell us how bad that last gig was, so it'll entice people to come to this next one.
Okay, the last gig was so fucking bad. Okay, first of all, the sound man was, I'm really sure Helen Keller was the fucking sound man at the OB, okay? Which is not the Ocean Beach, it's the obese, okay? I go in there, the manager is like,
how bald and
I'm
fat
5 years older than you are, and you don't know shit. We're supposed to be on at, like, after this one band. So Battle of the Bands gig, right? Okay, the other band's not there. Like, they're not there. We're supposed to be on at, like, 10. They're not there. Okay, we're like, okay. I go up to the manager. I'm like, hey, we want to get this thing happening. How about we go on first? And they can just go on behind us. No big deal. Nope, they're on first. You're on second. Okay, yeah, I realize that. I'm not trying to cause problems. It's just that they're not here. And we are. And all our kids here. Why don't we just set up and get the party happening? Nope, you're on second. Okay, as long as you're using logic with this, I'm fine.
So, following your logic, if the other band doesn't show up, you have
no
band playing.
The band's not here until Tuesday, so we will wait until the other band shows, in which case, if not, we will die here.
Okay, stalling done. Fuck. It's time to play.
Okay.
Okay, this is Sean K., self-respect, and surrounded by Roto, web very, very well-produced stuff that Roto has done. So if Roto, if you want to do some cool stuff for the station, you can just get in contact with me. No, it's really, really well done. Here it is.
It's the network, stupid.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. So there you are. You're sitting in your office, and they come in, and they say, hey, you know what? You're going to be moving to a different office. It's a little smaller. And, of course, at that moment, everything freeze frames in your mind. Lock up, lock out. And you're going, wait a minute. I don't want to move to another office. So what do you say? Do you stand up, and do you say, actually, no, I'm not moving to another office because I don't want to. I think I like this office, and I enjoy it a lot. You've moved me twice in the last 2 years, and I'm not going to move again, actually. So I'm just going to sit here. And then they look at you with wide, staring eyes, and they say, why are you creating problems? It's like you walking up to somebody, you know, and they, like, spill their coffee, so you punch them in the face, and then asking them, saying, why do you always make me punch you in the face by spilling your coffee? I'm sorry, no. That's a terrorist tactic that doesn't work in modern corporate media, okay? Think about it. If you stand up for yourself, think about this. If you're in your workspace and you stand up for yourself, do they call that being abusive? They call it having a bad attitude if you just, you know, stand up for who you are. If you stand up for who you are and try to stand out and say, no, this is not what I feel is correct, they think you're creating problems. You're creating problems. No, I'm not creating problems. I'm just acknowledging problems exist. I will not be bullied by my fucking superior who apparently has a tie, okay? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit here and let you fuck my life around, okay? I am a human being. I deserve respect and I deserve to be treated that way. But if you act that way, they treat you like shit, and eventually you'll get your ass gone. That is wrong. That is the degradation of human rights. If you don't think so, think back 10 years if that would have passed then. No, it wouldn't, but now it does, because it's the gradual slipping away of people's respect and human rights. It's the caste system slowly creeping in, and now is the time to stop that. Now you got to stand up when you see something that doesn't go right. You just go, no, fuck you, man. This is wrong. I'm not going to put up with that. That's bullshit. Well, then we'll just have to replace you. Well, you know what? If everybody did, it'd be pretty hard to get the replacements going, wouldn't it? Oh, really? You're just going to replace me? I'm the sysadmin. Well, we can get another sysadmin in here. Format C/U. Yeah, thanks much. See you around. Bye-bye. My name's John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
makers of fine martial arts supplies and snack food products.
That's my favorite one.
That is so funny.
I like the makers of fine martial arts supplies and snack food products. Oh, hey, the Inquisition's got a new logo on it.
The Inquisition has its own webpage.
Of course it does.
Its own domain name.
Yep. Yeah.
And it is thecult.net.
Really? Who registered that?
Roto.
Oh, Roto?
Roto is insane.
Like, you know, I haven't even seen the new goddamn Inquisition logo. It's like Cult Running Wild without Sean. Sean, we recognize what your original vision was, Sean.
We're following it.
We're
don't need your input
your
anymore.
Original vision, because you have become corrupted, Sean. and to punish you, because you would have wanted us to shoot you had you that. No, actually, I'm really bad.
We've read between the lines, and it says shoot you.
You know,
you've gotten too powerful.
It's very sexy. This is all sexy.
And it's very cool. It's got many, many targets.
Does it?
Ching. Oh, the list is growing.
Let's. Oh, my.
Oh, it's nice now, too. Holy. Oh, my God.
What's that?
This does pinging, and it shows if the website is active.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's nice. You want to fuck with
God.
The power? Come April, man. The power is on.
And there's a forum for each website.
Yeah, too. Nice, baby.
And it shows how many replies, how many views, latest posts.
You want
posts.
To fuck with me? I'm here to rock your world.
This is absolutely
who did the coding
amazing.
For that?
Oh, everybody.
Probably Roto. Roto does
probably
everything.
Yeah. God, I love being me sometimes.
This is amazing.
Next time I'm going to think something up. I'm going to think of something like a Star Cruiser. Oh, yes! That reminds me! You guys are going to eat this shit out, man!
Project Star Cruiser.
No! This is better! Okay, you're going to love this. What
it's
it is...
two pages of them.
Yeah, of course it's two pages! Oh, they're evil! They're cult! They're everywhere! They're going to start fucking bombing houses and shit. It'll be great!
Wow, this is...
I'm living on this shit. Fuck, I got a 5-foot erection with an Inquisition logo right on top of it. That's awesome. That's so sly. Woohoo!
What are you, a small whale?
Pass me the lube. Yo, Jonah, suck this. Yeah, this is all bad. Anyway, no, seriously, okay, this is all good. Okay, but anyway, you guys are going to love this. You guys are going to get off. Okay, remember a while back I was talking about Lego Mindstorms, how fucking sly they were, and I got, like, the bad crack addiction, you know, like Lego Mindstorms.
Yeah.
And then Enki bought some Lego Mindstorms, and he got a bad crack addiction. The only problem is you max out your capabilities with Lego Mindstorms very quickly. Like, you're like, ah!
Is that to the lack of sensors or a lack of...
A little bit of both, you know, and you... I mean,
you get into weight restrictions.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit. So... which led me to this product called Automation X, which Eggy actually built the webpage for. I think it's automationx.net or .com or some shit. Go check it out. Anyway, I've got a copy of the software, and I'm going to be able to get the shit for free anyway. Okay, but regardless. Okay, so whatever. What does it do? Okay, the way robotics works is robotics have sensors that go to a thing called a PLC, and then the PLC then is talked to a computer that computer
programmable
has.
Logic control.
That's correct.
Or something like that.
And then the computer has like a man-machine interface that talks to the PLC, okay? So what it is you sit there and you have to go through the PLC. But the thing is that this Automation X shit makes it so you don't need a PLC. You just use a computer.
Oh, okay.
And you hook the computer.
Software PLC.
Yeah, essentially. Oh. But you're now not limited by the hardware restrictions of a PLC, because PLCs
are sucky.
They're like a fucking calculator.
Well, here's like 1K.
64 kilobits.
Yeah, it's like a PLA or something instead.
Yeah.
It's just because the hardware is so hardened. Like, you can only put, like, 16K in this thing.
But now, see...
Like, it does not fail
ever. This Automation X software runs on Linux, and it runs on... it's Linux and NT, I think.
Uh-huh.
Have I told you about the PC-104 boards that I have? 6 of them?
Which ones? Oh, yeah, but you're not letting me use any of them.
Well, I just... My interest has been brought to up kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need some PC... How big are they, though?
They're about the size of a CD-ROM drive.
Oh, they're that small.
I think the size of the one Enki has. They're,
yeah,
you know,
Enki
that,
has one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're pretty sly.
Yeah, I've seen the one that's 486
SX 16s.
It'll do stuff.
16 megs of RAM.
Won't play MP3s,
no,
but...
No, think bigger. Okay, here's what's happening. See, okay.
It'll run. Yeah.
Okay.
With the network
interface. It's like this. No, this is beautiful. You guys don't... Okay. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, fuck, you know, wow, this is awesome. I can build a robot, right? So I start sitting there, and I'm designing, right?
Yeah.
And the upper body style I'm thinking of, okay, is I'm going to go with the Johnny 5 short circuit style. okay, is the big thing. Now, the problem is not the upper body. The problem is movement, you see. This is the problem. Okay, because you got to, you know, is it legs, is it tracks, wheels, and you got to do all this work, yeah. And oh my God, you got to make sure it's the same. It's a tremendous amount of work. The upper body you can fuck with, you know what I mean? You can, like, well, then try stuff out. But the lower body, the movement of this device has to be very, very solid, okay? Okay, so what happens is that I got a buddy of mine who I met because I game with him. And he says, hey, yeah, and he works at a hospital that will not be named, okay? Uh-huh.
How long?
No, seriously. He works like he's one of the main guys at the hospital.
Yeah.
And he is going to get me, oh, yeah, baby, a fully functional automated 24-volt wheelchair, which I'm going to strip down. Because those things are like $5,000.
They're expensive.
Okay, they're stupidly expensive. The thing is, it's already ready to be controlled by a joystick. It's already set up to be computer controlled.
Uh-huh.
So it's called, it's medical grade, okay? So they put them through like sick tests because you could put like a 250-pound woman in there, have her seizure, and it can't shatter. Okay, that's the
idea. Because 250-pound women seizure more than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the tires and all shit are like psycho expensive, but apparently
this isn't a one that goes upstairs. No.
What?
No, that one's $25,000.
No, yes. That one's like stupidly expensive. But
that's the guy that's designing it,
Ginger.
Yeah,
the Uber scooter.
Yeah.
But whatever. So I'm like, oh God, I'm so into that. No, it can't be yours, Smokehouse. I'm sorry. Smokehouse. What would you do with an automated wheelchair anyway, Smokey? You're not that fucked.
We'll just put
you?
Smokehouse in that automated wheelchair, and he'll be the motorized robot.
The thing is that if
Smokehouse, go defuse that bomb. Yes, sir.
Can Smokehouse? We are the masters of Earth. You know, I mean, no.
Not that.
We should. I should make like a Davros thing for Smokehouse. You know, I'll make a little Davros? Who's Davros? Hang your head in shame. Somebody out there, send Sumerian a picture of Davros. Okay, we need to get a picture of Davros sent to Smokehouse right away.
Details.
But anyway, so he might be able to get me two. If he gets me two, I'm going to make like...
How is he getting these 5,000?
Don't ask fucking questions! He's a wild member of college, and he's going to bring it to me. You go forth. Bring me off the shelf. Robots! So, the whole idea here, and I'm totally serious...
It does not matter how many dead people lie in its wake. I have wheelchairs!
No. This wheelchair, right? Okay, they're rechargeable. Okay, you can recharge them. Just plug in any current bolt.
They're not disposable.
No, they're homing wheelchairs. When they run low, they go back home.
That's just it. All I got to do, it'll run straight. I can run the computer off the battery source for this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because whatever I build is not going to weigh 250 pounds.
Yeah.
He's also getting me dry cell batteries, so I can just put an extra 200 pounds of batteries on
car batteries.
In the shape of a 250-pound woman.
In the shape of like a pyramid. Strip the chair completely off, and I have Uber chassis for like my Johnny Five style robot, which I'm going to get like a human skull for and put like webcams where his eyes are and stuff. It'll be fucking great. And we'll have our very own cult convention robot. You see, because you can go to MIT and you can download this software for like visual recognition systems. Not only that, but Automation X, as I understand it, actually comes with...
This is bullshit. I am disabled and I have to fight with the insurance company and Big Fat Sean gets fucking chairs.
What, you want one, Smokey, or what? I didn't know you wanted... No one said anything to me about needing an automated wheelchair.
Nobody brought it up?
Well, I thought you want an automated wheelchair? I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm not that crippled. You know, like, I thought it would be kind of an insult, you know what I mean?
No, he's got a wheelchair. He said he got one. I don't know.
Well, if he needs one, let me know, Smokey. If you need one, I'll see what I can set you up with. Anyway, the point is that, now watch this, I'm going to get flooded. I'm a little girl. I'm a little girl, and I live in Uganda.
I have no
arms or legs or head, and I need a wheelchair so that I can fumble around. I don't give a shit about the little girl. I may help Smokehouse. Everybody else can go fuck a wall. Okay, that's how it works.
I need 14 kilometers of stairs for mobility. So I can tumble. I have to tumble to school twice.
Uphill both ways.
Complete this school. Oh God, we're so fucking cold here. Anyway,
and the callus.
All right. Anyway. What I want to do though is, so we go. I get this wheelchair, right? Now the nice thing about this automated Automation X software is it's got built-in It's got built-in speech recognition.
How what?
Fucking, yeah, built-in.
Oh. Really?
Built-in, and they're working on the vision system for it right now. Really? Now, the guy who owns this fucking company, his name's Paul Jager, okay? He downloaded all of my rants and listened to them and thinks I rock ass. This is the best fucking part. So once I show him, like, I phoned him up out of the blue. I said, Paul, hey, yeah. Oh, hey, who's this? It's Sean Kennedy. The fucking man. Oh, hey, how's it going? And I said, listen, man. What do you know about robots? And he's like, well, because this is all factory automation shit. This is for, like, oh, you know, yeah, automating, like, you know, production plants and all that kind of shit, right? And he's like, well, I never really thought about it for that. And I'm like, get on the fucking web. So I take him and I, like, run him all around to, like, iRobot and shit like that. And I got him all happening. And he's totally eating this shit up. And I'm like, send me some of the software. Sure, I'll courier some over to you. So he sends it over. Yeah. Okay, I get a hold of this fucking software, which comes in a really nifty case. And I'm like, oh, my God. So now... It's been back burner because, you know, I've been changing jobs, la, 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 running cult, coming up with an organization stream. There's just not enough time to build a giant robot.
How long has it been back burner?
About a month.
Stir it.
What's that?
You might want to stir it.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's burning on the bottom.
It's burning, but no, seriously.
You know that burning rice?
Do you know how fucking cool this will be? I mean, with that kind of voltage and power, you could run, like, pneumatic muscles, and we could, like, download software. It'll be fucking porn.
Or half of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Or half of Manhattan.
It's your choice.
Vegas. I mean, how
you can power take your chances?
Power now, California
the is,
or the robot?
It's built-in speech recognition engine, so it's only a matter of time to sit there. And right now in Austria, they're working on the vision system for it.
Yeah,
which is integrated. Fucking porn.
What about all the MIT, the stuff they're doing at MIT? They've got vision. They're like, they go. They
move
this ball, and
you can download all of it, and you can put it on this droid.
Is it all open research?
You bet.
Cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think so.
I thought that. Okay.
And some of it is. Maybe the early versions.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If we know about it, it's open research. And I guess if we don't know about it, it means it's funded by somebody else.
Mm.
We don't get in touch.
And if it doesn't, no. Well, it just means we have to send someone to the University of Michigan or something. That's no big deal.
I need my lab kit.
I need access to that
room. I
forgot
my lab kit.
I am the new student.
Somebody send me Rodney Brooks. Hi, Rodney. You're working for me. I'm scientist style. These are your kids, Rodney. You will build me a robot that will take over the
Earth. This can't be done in a month, Kennedy. You've got to get it done in 2 weeks.
It sounds like a personal problem. You know, don't say it to me. I mean, that's
your family will start disappearing,
kind of
Rodney.
Shit. Oh, my God, that's so horny. I'm so happy about that. I mean, everything's working! Everything is working! Nothing like being a mad scientist cult leader. This is the fucking best.
I love the webcam. It looks like a bad security camera, like somebody's hacked in.
There's
sort of working.
We will fix that.
It will be fixed for next week.
That's what we'll do. We'll make this robot like a Ronin. And it'll, like, go to people's houses and shit. And it'll, like, send them to banks. We are here to make cult withdrawal. Oh, my God! And then, we'll have, like, the anti-robotic sentiment.
And then the other wing of cult will design the device to destroy it.
What? The anti-cult
movement.
Sounds
like a moneymaker to me.
Yeah, we'll have, like, we can make, like, a bunch of them. And I could, like, send it to
cult comes up with one thing. The anti-cult sites come up with a thing to destroy that thing that the cult came up with.
Sounds like a good business.
The anti-cult site comes up with something to destroy the cult. The cult comes up with something that...
It's all one company.
Okay.
Don't be deceived.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Radar detectors. The guys that make the radar guns.
That's right.
That's true.
It is.
Very true. But the thing is, though, right?
Who makes Band-Aids? The guys that make blood.
That's right. The guys
fucking
who make
blood guys.
the sharp computer cases make Band-Aids.
That's right.
that's damn it.
No, I went the other way.
I've been cut so many times.
I wanted
on sharp computer cases.
Just talk to Quoth, running rooms.
She fucking her foot really brutal.
On a computer case? Is that what it was? She didn't say.
What the fuck? What was I going
to
say?
To the hospital.
What was I going
to
say?
Oh, my God.
Chickens.
Damn it.
Chickens. It was about chickens.
No, it was about
robotic
chickens. Robot.
Two-headed robotic cats.
Two-headed robots. They build robots. They destroy robots. Shit. Oh, well, it's gone.
I don't think it had anything to do with shit.
It was a fleeting idea.
Let's get on to this one.
What?
Super Bowl.
What in the Mickey Mouse fuck is that?
This interruption brought to you by
Samuel. I thought you were playing an MP3. I'm like, good gravy.
That's a horrible MP3.
Holy
that's,
shit.
That's
Sabbath.
Like the new sound chip for phones. It's pretty cool. It's very nice tones. Rather than... my ears.
Okay, that's an amazing impersonation. That's got to go on the next fucking highlights of the show.
You move the battery, it turns off. And then you go turn it back on. It won't turn on until you remove the battery. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some
is that
really
your
weird...
phone?
Yeah.
It's a good phone.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
It's a POS.
POS phone.
Yeah.
Not point of sale.
I never did actually find my cell phone. And I'm still waiting for my billing.
How can I phone you then?
Because I got a new one.
Ah, that's good.
So,
when you get your bill, hell will come to earth.
If some motherfucker made the sorry-ass mistake of calling
actually
someone with my cell
phone,
be like, hey, I got a cell phone.
It's free phone.
I got to phone some people with it.
I got to phone friends.
I'm going to phone my friend in California and my other friend in, like, Chicago and my other friend in Delaware.
Triangulation is complete.
And guess what?
We know people there, too.
And all of your friends have somebody show up at their house and go, hi there. And then they phone their other friends and, yeah, buddy.
Somebody phoned you?
Somebody phoned you, and each person in each different part of the states shows up at their house. Fear much? No matter what. Like, even if they never...
Not for those individuals, there's fear. For the guy who took the phone.
You're like, yeah, some guy showed up at my house. Ring, ring. Hey, Bobby, yeah. Some guy showed up at my house. Ring, ring. Hey, Judy, some guy showed up at my house.
It's like, oh, my God. These people are in
what do you mean?
Different extents of the United States. Your mic's not on.
You just show up. You show up and give the guy my new phone number. Say, call this guy and bring back his phone.
He needs his phone back.
That guy who called you? Yeah, he used a stolen phone. Phone. I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's fine. Here's an envelope. Get him to call that number.
Yep.
And then if, like, 30
no
people all over the United States get the same envelope given to him, this guy, what was he wearing?
Like,
a black trench coat, dark hair. I have no qualms with you.
Return the cell phone.
Return the cell phone. He'll be at Geeks or Us Computers. Here's the GPS grid for it. Have a nice fucking day. Yeah, pretty good. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
scary.
Okay,
scary.
Let's talk about Super Bowl fucking Big Brother cam. What the fuck's up with that?
Secret cameras scanned crowd at Super Bowls for criminals. They set up these cameras at the entrances to the Super Bowl, hooked up to computers with automatic face recognition scanning through criminal records.
That's kind of cool and kind of not cool.
I have
depends
a question.
I like
point
technology,
of view,
but I don't like the use.
Okay.
This is why I came for the
Red
show.
This is the sole purpose Red 5 came to the show. Him and I were talking about this.
Okay.
There's a very big difference. The use for this technology. The one purpose is to say, we know a criminal is in the crowd. We might know a criminal's in the crowd. Let's scan for this criminal. And the other use for this thing is to, let's just scan everyone and look for criminals.
Well, they're both the same thing. Because in order to, we know there's a criminal in this crowd, let's scan everyone and look for criminals.
No,
or
we don't know there's a criminal in the crowd,
let's scan and look for criminals.
There could be criminals. There could be.
There's two ways to look at it.
Yeah.
Is this a collection device or is this a detection device?
Uh-huh.
Right? What is the initiating step? Sean's a bad boy. He's done
closer.
Something. We have him, his face on file.
Yeah.
Right?
And
we're
now
looking
for you.
Now, do we have to, at that time, enter your face into the system and then the camera start looking for you? Or... Have the cameras been looking for your face and cataloging it all along, and you just put in the picture and say where you've been in the last 2 weeks?
Imagine a mass implementation of these cameras and face recognition software.
You know a lot about cameras, right?
I have a good knowledge of cameras.
Okay. Is there anything you could do to yourself as a person using lighting or something like that that would fuck up your photograph?
Mustache.
Makeup.
That's it.
Glasses.
Yeah.
A hat.
Yeah.
Get a tan.
Just any kind of alteration of your physical features. Make your nose a bit longer
facial
or bigger. Or
is very, very
take
vague.
Your ears back.
It's vague.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing.
It's not perfect.
It's really unassuming.
So it's called mirror shades and a hat, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You have to change all the time.
Wear a balaclava.
But imagine this implemented on a...
Now it's a toque. Now it's a balaclava.
On a mass scale.
Now it's a toque. Now it's a balaclava.
Which they already have. They just have to put this computer software in behind it. They've got cameras at 7-Elevens. They've got them everywhere. Mall
linked.
Securities.
They're not linked yet,
but they could be. They
Nobody
put a computer, a computer and an internet
Nobody
connection.
Listens to me.
Now they've got a database of... They've got GPS coordinates and mapping of where you've been. They can watch you. They can see your habits. He goes to the store 5 times a week.
Roto. Public cameras do need to be public access. Thank you very much.
Think about this, okay? For
what fucking photos you got in your drawer.
I don't think you want to look in that drawer.
I don't want to look.
The thing is,
lots of photos.
Think about
and they're all of
the
you.
Complexity of the problem.
Photos.
From a programming point of view, think about the complexity of the problem.
Yeah.
We cannot predict weather with 100% certainty.
It's very difficult.
It's very, very, very difficult. Actually, we can predict weather.
Up to a point.
No, no. With 100% predictability, but the, like, if we want to know what the weather's going to be 24 hours from today, it takes like 37 hours to predict it. And it is accurate. Accurate.
So they can know after the fact, right?
That's right. But it's, yeah, it's always that.
With the quantum computers, with the quantum computers coming, that's all going to be gone.
Well, who knows? Maybe they won't be able to create an algorithm for quantum computers.
With a certain percentage of accuracy, of course.
No, like...
99.99
five nines,
yeah.
Like five nines.
That's pretty damn good. So they just need faster computers.
But you need it, like, weather changes in an hour, right?
Yeah.
So if you input this data... And your algorithm, it's very...
They got to take into account all the butterfly wings.
It's exactly. And it's like the game. It's the gamer conundrum, too, where you want to have as much detail, but you want it to be playable.
Yeah.
So you fudge things. You do fudge physics.
Yeah.
Make the game more playable, right?
Yeah.
You can do
and graphics, too.
This is the thing about the video cameras, is it's... How many people are there again? Something over 5 billion?
Six, I think.
Okay.
No. Six so billion? Just over six now. It just went over a couple, like half a year ago.
Okay, so it's definitely, we're not going to be talking about people in the middle of Serengeti or not.
Well, this
be,
is a centralized, right? Like for North America or a state.
Let me
North
America.
State would have their own.
Let's take, for example, Vancouver, which is like,
sure.
In the lower mainland, it's like 2.3, 2.7 million.
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's just say three.
Yeah.
For argument's sake, okay?
That's a pretty big database.
That's a big database. And let's say, for example, there's
they don't
maybe 150 cameras, just as a number,
yeah.
Okay? Which is, hold on, let me use better numbers, 300 cameras.
I don't like 150, that doesn't work. Say 1,000.
Okay, 1,000 cameras.
Because that's not unfeasible.
So you have a one...
That's a low number, actually.
Who knows what your chances
are. It's like 100
are.
In a mall.
Okay, for a mall, let's say, you know, 30,000 people go through this mall in one day.
Yeah.
Right? So you got 30,000 faces that are either have to be grabbed, stored, cataloged. Now, how do you know that?
Just interpreted.
Well, yes and
they
no.
They have points. There's like 9 or 10 major points or 27 major points, and that just has to be compared to get against a database, and then there's just a 1 or 0 at a time.
Okay, yeah. But
that.
I want to know where I can get those cool things that are like in Dune that makes like the visual interference. You look like you got a square block in front of you. And then they're panning across the
That's
crowd,
called cloaking. Like, it hasn't been done.
Well, yeah. They did a USS full circle. Back to the USS Elvis. We'll get that electronic.
$1 for Sean.
Yeah, and
good reference.
We could get that like that software going. I'm getting like drawn to the drawer. We could get
Let's
that.
Look at photos of
we
Sam.
Have, like,
this
we video noise generators.
We this would be very advantageous in places like
E-M-P.
Airports.
Oh. A laser. I'm sure if you knew where those fucking
you would see this kind. I think this kind of technology would be good in like an airport. Okay.
What happens if you put a laser into a camera? Yeah.
I know video feedback fucks cameras.
Yeah.
Does laser pointers and high intensity lights do that too?
Yeah, because you can. This
you can get pretty high intensity lights out of a laser, just a laser pointer.
The CCD can overload. That could be too much light.
Sweet.
It's like.
Of course, they've captured you doing this. So.
Laser laser transmitters that have. For like in the cable industry.
Yeah.
If too much signal's going into the receiver,
yeah.
Like the laser light will keep going up and up and up.
Yeah.
Then the other one will say, no, stop. And it'll just keep on dropping itself out.
Oh, yeah.
So you can, if you point a camera, laser straight into a camera,
mm-hmm.
Just there's so much refraction in the lens, it'll just fuck everything up.
Wow. But I don't think you can tell. Like you could go shine, and be like,
it's
I
not
don't
like
know.
Smoke comes out of it and a little
not
man.
Not like the movies.
No, a little man doesn't come running up with a, well, I guess if it's intense enough, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 40-watt laser to fucking big burns right through it. Wow! Yeah, bitch!
You're talking laser guns. That's a
new
different
exit.
And a very cool weapon.
And however, I don't think this is really man-portable. I'm talking about something that's like, you know, those little laser pointer pins
pounds.
Where you have like five or six of them. With
strapped
like,
together with one button?
With, no, you just sit. No, you have one. You have one with like a cool mount thing, so you can just take it, go...
Six double D,
splut,
six C batteries.
Ding! No, put the one pen light on and have it shine into the camera because it's bright enough where it says do not shine in your fucking eye.
Strap it to the camera.
No, you put it on the wall because you don't have to get to the camera. Camera's up high.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say the camera doesn't move. You just sit there and go spot turn, ding, line up on the camera, leave it. It's locked in place, stuck to the wall. You keep on trucking. That camera's fucked. That's my point.
But, okay. Do you feel more secure with these cameras watching you or do you feel...
Give a fuck.
You feel invaded.
Whatever. This is great.
So they know. So the government and the police officers and.
See,
and
I don't think it's going to be used for cataloging system.
It doesn't matter
it's
what.
Too, it's too hard to do that. Yes, it's too hard right now to do that.
Guys, you don't. You're missing the whole point here. Okay, you got to step outside the equation. Who
think
cares if they're
the
doing it? The beauty of this is that this will cause more people to be pissed off and get into the counterculture and learn how to destroy it.
I think on the mass scale, more people will be afraid of it because they don't know the technology. People like us know how this works. We watch these pages. We look for news like this. And we go, well, we know how to fuck the camera.
Right on.
That's the difference. You know how to hack the system.
I would be
right?
looking at it and saying, I'm not going to touch the system.
Yeah.
Because the way I feel... I don't believe that there would be much in the way of harm used. Talk about
We've got some wired people.
Okay,
there.
You guys need to understand that when you come to the show, you turn your fucking phones off.
Yeah. And pagers and
everything else.
Audible vibrators.
Vibrators and fucking engines and cars and all the rest of it.
The thing is, if it's used as a cataloging device...
Yeah.
Fuck it. No way it's going to happen. And I put up my arms against something like that happening.
And I think, but like, 99% of people would, too.
Oh, places, like, that are watching entrances to airports or stuff like that.
For known criminals.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
If that makes my flight just that much more safer, I'm 100% behind
it's
it.
It's the balance between
help make it.
Privacy and safety. Always.
And,
yeah.
and
it's, always.
And I really believe that it does have more to do with safety than privacy.
Oh, it's the implementation
right
of
now,
any technology.
That's right.
And
I won't be able to recognize my robot.
My robot will be going through that metal detector like it's fuck all. Like, not through the little partition, like the actual metal detector ripped through the metal detector.
Fuck you!
I'm not denying the fact that it does have its evil elements. Anything has its evil elements.
My fucking robot's going to own Ed 209. My robot would fuck Ed 209 in the ass and make it go...
I still have not seen RoboCop.
Oh my god.
You are so far.
Where's your list? Where's your movie list?
It is not...
Did it get lost in the movie?
No, I know where it is. I did see it after it came. I still have it. RoboCop is not in the top 250 movies, by the way.
I didn't think it would be.
But that is on my handheld list.
Yeah, but for bipedal robots, list. Fucking Ed 209's in the top 250 bipedal robots.
who would disagree with that?
Who would disagree? I mean,
you can't disagree with that.
I don't care what anybody says. Everybody missed the point about RoboCop and Ed 209. Ed 209 was a better design than RoboCop was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, RoboCop. Excuse me, sir. Get out of the car. And Ed 209 is standing in the middle of the fucking highway. You are speeding. Motherfucker, I will never speed again. Here is my car. It's all good. I'll just keep on walking here. I'm walking now. I got a skateboard. I'm happy. Fuck it. I'll be a flesh stripper. That's fine. Seriously, like, Ed 209, yeah. If I am in shit and I'm, like, getting shot at, I want Ed 209 to show up to my rescue. Stay down, citizen. Fucking hey, Ed! You go, girl! You go, you crazy bipedal motherfucker! And pardon me while I hack Ed. Ooh, wait for that website. Hack the Ed 209.
If you can find one, you can hack one.
Yeah, if you could catch one, you'd have to have like a little land speeder hit it and spin around its legs all the times it falls.
That'd be a snow speeder, not a land speeder.
Sorry. Yeah, but you could make little remote control
ones. Or two logs.
You could get little remote control ones.
Two large logs, and you can hire some furry little Ewoks.
14 Ewoks.
Yeah, 14 Ewoks. Don't fuck with the Ewoks. They can destroy
it. A baker's dozen of Ewoks.
There should be computer gremlins. There should be computer Ewoks. Because Ewoks, you know, they can take out elite stormtroopers who have you know, space artillery support.
And they're impervious to EMP
weapons. You know, like, fuck not with the teddy bear armada. All right, anyway, what do we got here?
Napster to launch fee-based service. And before everyone goes into, like, FUD, fear and uncertainty and doubt, they're not going to cancel yet. They're full service. They're going to implement guaranteed downloads from certain companies for, say, sign up for five... Oh, I can hear that.
So can I.
Sorry.
Yeah. Have to not fondle the mics. No mic fondling. Oh. That one's especially sensitive.
Oh.
It's a very sensitive mic.
Oh. Soltrans, send me the link to Audio Galaxy.
But, yeah, there's many, many other alternatives. But
one will start up.
Would people pay for this? Like, if you could go to... through Napster, go to the fee-based one. You signed up. You paid your $5 a month, and you could download for guaranteed, high-quality, perfect ones.
To make them available for everybody else on the regular, non-paid Napster service?
Yeah, straight.
Sure. Why so not?
You just put guaranteed beside it, or real one, or
authenticity
paid. Yeah, that's right.
Well, if it's
I think it's going to be
service. Doomed. If it's a cheap service, then I can see a lot of people doing it. Just
if it's marketed enough. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there who have no idea how to use these technology. And
never heard of Napster, actually.
That's right. That's right.
What is Napster?
What is Napster? How do I turn it off?
Is that like a hamster?
Is that but safe? Is that
actually
kind of like
cool. I get
computer.
People coming into the shop all the time, and they're like, old. Which is so funny. They come in, and they're like, do you know anything about wares? And I'm like, you know, if you had any idea whatsoever. My usual thing is really funny, because they come in, and they ask me questions like, do you know anything about hackers or freakers? Or do you know any hackers or freakers? And I'm like, yeah, I know a couple.
Audio Galaxy is that much times better than Napster.
Okay, I guess,
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I'm going to go check it out.
I mean, I download at 1.5 megabits per second.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That's your low watermark.
That is my low.
Anyway.
But
regardless,
Napster rocks.
And that's because of those fine people at Delta Cable. Anyway, so what I would like to do, though, can I have some glass of Dr. Pepper?
What do you use Demarion's bucket or his
this
thing?
This is mine.
No, your Dr. Pepper is full.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you like this can of Dr. Pepper?
The one I gave you at the beginning of the show.
It's very cold. It is frosty. Yeehaw, frosty mug
here.
Of Dr. Pepper. I've been keeping
it.
I will get
you a cold one.
I want a fresh one.
Right.
I haven't even opened that one. It's been sitting on the desk.
It's stale.
It's not quite cold enough.
It's been exposed to your monitor radiation.
Yeah, the can was...
But I mean, if
color.
Napster itself went to pay, it would be doomed because, first of all, nobody would pay, and then when you signed on, there'd be nobody there to get the MP3s from. It'd be a downward spiral to nothingness. So the people that did pay and went, wow, yeah, Napster's really good. Then they paid, and then there's like two people online.
Well,
and they own up Britney Spears.
That's it. That's where the commercial servers come in intact, though.
The thing is that Napster paid for service would be hacked quicker than AOL.
Hacksword! It'd be Hacksword my elite! My elite!
And the thing,
my elite minions?
The thing is, there's already open Nap servers. That's what they're called. There's Napster servers and free Napster clients as well. Already done.
Game over.
Game over.
You are fucked.
Go
from Sunday.
Napigator. It will tell you all things. It gives you a list of like 100 Napster servers. And you just click on it
have
and tells
naps.
You how much is
I'm
on it.
I'm going to go have a nap.
Have three
a nap.
Naps.
God, I'm still fucking gun hard on about my robot. That's going to be great.
Be honest with you, and no offense, I didn't notice.
Soultrance says Audio Galaxy
I'm
sucks.
I'm sitting very low.
I noticed.
But you said it was a 5-foot hard on with a logo on top.
That was
down the side, screaming like a U.S. spaceship. Stars and stripes. Ribs and nubs.
I'm thinking that what we got to do is we got to get. I'm figuring out how I can use this robot to advance cult. Like Slashdot doesn't have a robot. Fuck them. They don't have a robot.
Ha.
Huh. Show me a fucking.
You'll
show
one
me
up
a
them.
Blog site. You show me a blog site that's got a robot. Huh? Come on.
A which what?
A blog.
You know what? Blog. A blog.
Hey, blog.
Blog.
Hey.
What's a blog?
A weblog.
Oh,
called blogs. Okay.
Well, here's a good list of domain names that have just become available from stupid people that have registered them and just forgot to re-register them. They're all .ca. There's a list of 40,000, was it?
41 or 47.
47,000 domain names that somebody at some time thought was cool.
And I actually listed off them some to people that I know
yep.
in my IRC
Some
channels.
Of them are pretty cool, actually.
And I think one of them has actually registered it.
Oh, really?
Actually, you got to remember, this is also from the fallout from all the companies that are falling down, too.
It has nothing to do with that. I'm pretty certain
like
of that.
DAC.ca. That's pretty short.
Because they were given out for free.
Okay.
Right? So, was it February, December 1st?
Media.ca.
What's that?
I mean, there's awesome names in here. And the CA domains have been deregulated, so you can get a CA, no problem now.
Oh, very cool.
Yep, so just go check that out.
So
I just
you'll see a lot of .on.ca,
yeah.
.mb.ca.
But usually the .ca of that is available, too, because you can only register one of them. You have to take the whole thing.
Is sex.ca available?
No.
You just, sorry, if you get so the duck tree, you get them all?
You used to.
No,
you had to take them all.
No, you didn't. You had rights to them all. And let's say you had...
You didn't have them all, but you had rights to them.
Let's say you had Sumerian.ca.
Yes.
And I wanted to get Sumerian.vancouver.bc.ca. I'd have to ask you for permission.
That's true. But
like
if
I registered police.delta.bc.ca for the Delta Police Force, I had to ask the RCMP for permission.
You had to ask the people who own police.ca.
That's right.
But if you signed up for crappydomain.bc.ca, nobody else would be able to take crappydomain.ca, though. Correct?
Only if they had your permission.
That's right.
So but they would have to...
They'd have to be national.
They would have to have offices in two or be a national presence.
Is killercultrobot.ca available? Is that one?
I'm so sure. Killer. You could probably get
actually,
that one
cult,
in .com. Or
is available.
That's our next big goal is to get cult. All the...
The world. That's what 2600 did. They went out and asked, just put it in their website, and they said, hey, anybody who registers it in their country, we're going to give them a lifetime subscription. And
guess did they ever give you your subscription?
Guess who got the .ca? That would be me!
You are so humble.
I am Leet.
Awesome.
I am Leet.
Grade 5.
Guess. Yeah. I have a lifetime subscription to the 2600 magazine.
Sweet. You're actually pretty dialed in, aren't you? Let's see. You're like the... you run the .ca domain for 2600.
Yes.
You are the owner and proprietor guy of fucking Brent Radio.
And
you're like
and
one
he
of
can't
the official
program to save his life.
Cult.
He can't even dress himself right. That's the thing.
And
that's
and for if people know what they're doing... And I'm actually the person who runs Cult. Just take a look at who's got it registered.
Yo.
Which means that when they come hunting for me, I'll be pointing a big...
Hey, he's the guy.
I was a dupe, motherfucker. He said he'd kill my wife.
Let's look at who's the technical contact.
Dun, dun, dun.
The plot thickens. We sit beside each other all day long. We plot against you.
I am still... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
You seem to have something wrong in your head that thinks I won't show up at your work and shoot you.
That's okay. We have many layers of security.
I am Leet Axor. I am Leet Axor. Clack. I am Sean with a fucking gun. Welcome to the world of power. That's how that shit works. No, but you know what? I still have a fucking screaming hard on
for
that Inquisition site. Holy
shit. Oh, it's really, really well set up.
Like,
when is that? It's April Fool's.
It begins. The Inquisition starts. On April Fool's Day. The 30-day war.
War.
Against...
is this a Vince McMahon production?
Yes.
It's Ridley Scott. It's a Ridley Scott
again, like WWF.
No, I want... the fire is burning raw.
Because there's Jason Baldwin right behind it.
Witch hunt. Guilty by association. Witch hunt. Demonize and sacrifice.
Can we do some window opening?
See, no,
we swear.
We swear, and
well, actually,
we're really
Dax isn't here, and he's like,
you can open it a
laughing
bit.
In his usual fucking Ed McMahon.
You're a million-dollar wizard.
You know, projectile vomit man sitting on his lap.
There's a project.
What's that?
Turn Dak into the...
Turn Dak into Jabba
the
Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
With projectile vomit man as...
That's the slicest drama has checked out Obama's
Jack of the Hut.
There you go, Nixter. Have
actually, Nixter did an awesome...
The cult.ca.
An awesome red5.org logo.
Or did he? Is it up somewhere?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm going to be making it into t-shirts.
Mm. You can get your t-shirt now. Just call.
And for his trouble, he gets a nice t-shirt.
Of what?
The logo that he made.
It's secret.
What logo?
For red5.org.
Oh, really?
Keep going in circles.
The logo he made.
Oh, this is fun.
Logo? The one you'll get on the t-shirt.
Who did it?
What t-shirt?
The one that I'm making. For red5.org. I can
for
just
what?
Feel the pounds coming off. All this running around is great.
Stretching to the oldies.
Will you be my workout buddy?
No. No. And
weird
no.
Confessions here on Red Radio. We should do, like, the Mimbari thing. We should do, like, that whole thing where we have to do that special ceremony. We have to tell somebody something we've never told anyone before. We should do it right now.
No.
Come on.
I'm open.
Are you?
Yeah, you go first. I
can't care. Think of something non-incriminating that I haven't told anyone.
Never told anyone before.
I can't actually think of anything that I've never told anyone before.
Yeah, that's
something
true.
I've never told anybody.
I've told one, like, single people. Like, these are, like, secret things, but... And things that I haven't told anyone, I would never tell. That's the thing.
I killed somebody once.
I'm kidding. Yeah, come to think of it, I don't think there is anything I've ever told anyone.
See, that's a tough
maybe,
question.
Maybe when we get older.
Yeah, we'll NRC, like, put yours up.
deep, dark secrets we can share.
We did a sex special once. It was never recorded. It was back in the days where there's like two listeners.
Oh, did we?
It was a really good show.
You never recorded
really
it?
Really good. Yeah,
really?
Never recorded. It was just before we started recording shows.
You know, you should maybe like once a month have...
I think I remember that.
Have a show
I don't know if you
special
know.
Once a month in the theme of...
Once a month. That's like one
of
the four
cults.
Shows.
Yeah.
No. Sim has been very anal with this Keep Rant Radio and Cult separate thing.
Even though he...
I've offered Sean to start up a cult show. But Sean is a very busy man. Yeah. That would cut into his time.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry,
he's
honey.
Work.
Due to economic and cult pressures, I'll be divorcing you.
No, give me a fucking break, would you?
I can start my own cult show.
I don't have time.
What I want to do is get a public access TV show and do a couple episodes of it. Have a race do like the Ed McMahon thing. So like they'll come.
There's no such thing as public access. You
well,
have to go across
be like
the line.
In Canada.
You'd have to go across the line.
Yeah. They don't have that.
They do, but they don't.
In the States, they have a special rule. Like, there's legislature that you, like, a station has to provide a public access. Like, a city or a station has to provide public
Canada
access.
Canada does as well.
Okay.
But the rules about what's public access, like, in Canada, you can't exactly bring a videotape and go, can you play this? In the States,
they do it live.
It's
nude, nude shows in
exactly.
Live.
Like, you can bring in a tape from in the States and go, here, play this.
Okay.
But
up here,
do that here.
What can you,
can
do?
You can, but there's a much higher level.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
I thought we had less censorship.
Hold it.
In Canada.
Hold it. Wait. You're telling me that these guys, that guys could go, take a videotape to their local station.
Uh-oh.
Give them the tape and say,
wait,
play
we
this.
Know people in the States.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking we film it here.
Send it on down.
I fucking put it in FTP. They download it in DivX in nice format. Turn it into a videotape, and all of a sudden, Cult is broadcast in almost every major fucking city.
That could happen.
No, just send them a videotape. Don't have to encode it.
No. I'd rather have it so that...
It has to be local. It's, like, done by people for people.
Yeah, but that's just it. They don't
remember
know.
Wayne's World?
Yeah.
That's...
Well, you could get a Cult member that's really into Cult. He can show clips. It'll be his show.
Or her.
Or her.
Or,
and
her.
He, and
or
he,
them.
He, she could show clips of Sean Kennedy. On the show, see, and then you can legitimize it. That person lives in that city, and you just have like say,
or he could be the host.
30 people
like,
in 30 cities
be like
doing
the
this.
Host where you have like Monday night at the movies or whatever, and you have like the
that's
host
right.
Who's like time for the Cult show, put it on, and then comes back every commercial break and says okay, and soon we'll be back to the Cult show, and then they leave.
There is rumors of.
I think there's a couple people going a little nuts here. Low power TV license. In Canada?
In unlicensed
okay.
Radio.
The IRC's going mental.
Oh,
they're like,
radio,
send me
yes.
The tapes. We
and
have friends who can air it. Do it. They're like going.
I didn't know about
crazy.
Television.
Low-powered.
Really? Well.
Like
you know
UHF?
What? I've been thinking
wow.
About doing
okay.
Brainwashing
oh, yeah,
as UHF. Like an audio-visual
does
movie.
That, remember the movie?
I've got that quick cam. I just want to get a pirate flag to put behind me as a backdrop, and I'll throw on like some mirror. I'll put on my Morpheus shades. This is very cool.
This sounds like that bad TV show that we used to watch, Sean. What was that bad TV show with that 16-year-old chick that pouts all the time?
Oh, Dark Angel. This is a freedom broadcast. Fuck, we should do it! Dark Angel, freedom broadcast. Fuck, that'd be mighty. I could make, like, video clips. This is a freedom broadcast. It cannot be stopped. Fuck, that'd go all over the web. God damn it, we should do that shit.
That'd be very...
Somebody take note of this. Romeo Jr., I hope you're writing this shit down. This is, fucking, that's history in the making. Cult Robot is first announced on Red Radio as a Freedom Action Network broadcast. It's
freedom
really funny, actually. We were sitting
Network
back watching
fan.
The... we were watching Dark Angel. And the guy's like, so what's it like being an internet media celebrity? And the guy's like, well, it's, you know, it's a lot of work. And we're like watching this guy going, shut the fuck up. You don't know the first thing about being a pirate in a media celebrity.
Of course he doesn't.
He's a fucking actor.
He's an actor.
And I'm like, whatever. Did they phone us?
Actor.
Did they call
they
us?
Didn't do any research, apparently.
Fucking.
They
okay,
come
well,
to us.
Let's just say this. When the X-Files started, there was no lone gunman.
Mm. No, not getting you.
What are you talking about?
Is this a character on X-Files, Lone Gunman?
The Lone Gunman.
I don't watch X-Files.
Right, right.
Okay, there, when the X-Files started, there was no Lone Gunman.
Okay.
Right? It was introduced in, like, and they are all from Vancouver.
Okay.
And they were, they have a new show coming out called Lone Gunman. Who knows, maybe Dark Angel will come looking for that Freedom Broadcast reality people.
There we go. You can do an offshoot.
Yeah,
James
it's
Cameron.
Real TV.
I'm so sure. James Cameron would like show up and be like, so.
We like what you're doing here with your
like
thing.
We like what you're doing. Hey, we'll do lunch. I'll be like, yeah.
Have you ever fucking listened to us? No.
Do you know who I am? Do you know anything?
We hate your show.
Just like Mr. Goodyear there, whatever the fuck his name was. Mark Goodman called me up, and I'm like, totally made him out to be an asshole over the air. Fuck, I should have taped that. You guys would have just had such a hard on for that.
He's
fuck
so
you.
Good.
Well, I really like what you're doing up there. No, you don't.
He crashes.
Fucking loser. You loser. Look at me. I have many women. You have nothing because you're a loser. Come to my seminar. Fucking pogue.
We're going to open up the phone lines.
Don't we have another rant?
We played the song.
This song?
We played the rant.
Yeah, we did.
We played your rant.
We're okay.
We're all okay. We're all cool. Somebody's playing with their microphone. Yeah,
I farted
it was
in this bag. I'm going to open the window now.
Okay.
Good idea.
Quickly.
You should.
And
Sean's struggling.
Struggling. And we're going to open.
I'm going to hang out over here for a while. Shove a bum.
Turn away from the.
I do not want to be a part of Sean's stink fest over there.
DNA?
DNA.
Okay.
And
have you figured out how to use that phone properly?
Welcome.
The problem. I'm going to have to get another phone.
7297268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268.
Welcome.
Sean's ass is full on stinky.
No, when I drink pop, it's just bad. Last night, my wife left the room. She got out of bed.
She's usually very tolerant.
The other night, my good.
Okay, close the window. It's going to be too noisy.
Yeah.
And it's already stink. It stinks. The stink has peaked, and now it's going down.
You're just cold.
I don't want to bother my neighbors. I don't own this place anymore, so they can actually kick me out.
He doesn't actually want to be kicked out of this one.
Okay.
Because they kicked me out of the last one, you know. So. Because
it's Sean. Hey, you paid for that place, but you're loud.
Okay, we're gonna open the phone lines here.
Yeah, call in, call early, call off.
I think I just hung up on them. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
I didn't hear that part. It's Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter, what's going on?
Free hello limit, click. Hey, Nixter.
What did you guys just say about me? I was trying to do something, and I heard Nixter, and they're like, thanks, Nixter, Nixter this.
Nixter's an asshole. Nixter doesn't do any work.
I was thanking him for the logo.
Red Fi was thanking you for the logo.
Oh, yeah. And thank you. That wasn't any problem. Anyways.
Took him 2 seconds. He can whip things off by just thinking about them.
I was waiting, like, I was expecting to have it, like, a day after I asked
no,
for
no,
it.
No. You don't
and
know Nixter.
It's like, 5 minutes. How's this? I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's pretty perfect,
we can do
almost.
This real time.
Real time editing with Mr. Nixter.
I have a question, though. Sim still hasn't got a picture of Davros sent to him.
What's going on here?
Where's that private, picture of Davros?
Private message me on the IRC. I need to know Davros. I don't understand this lack of
Davrosness.
Lack of Davrosness.
Okay,
usually
Nixter,
we say
you said that you had something. You left a voicemail message on my phone because you're one of the few cult members that has my cell phone number. God help me.
Yeah, imagine if somebody posted that, Sean.
Oh, my God. Well, it's called Sean.
Sean changes
his phone number.
Hey, Sean, I just phoned you up, and I think you're cool and what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
All day long.
All day. You and I will do push-ups all day. Okay,
I'll give you the last number.
We're going to reveal a digit in Sean's phone number every day until he gives us $1,000.
Wow, this you will never see your pictures of the studio again.
We can't do this. We can't do this. Tom Green already did
Tom Green already did it.
To who?
To Glenn Humplick. The unfortunate thing, when he was revealing the numbers, he actually had all the numbers. They were turned around, and the studio was facing onto the busiest intersection in the world. is New York Times Square. And everyone was looking up at the numbers. And everyone phoned him. And Glenn Humblick had to change his phone number
Wouldn't
of 10 years.
Oh. Whatever.
That's hard to figure out.
And anyway.
It is backwards, yes.
But so, Nixter, what was your idea you had for a cult to make some profits?
I'll have to share that with you privately, but...
oh, sorry.
It involves Gloom Bunny and a lot of street corners.
No.
Okay, we'll talk
a
about that.
A lot of street corners.
Okay, well, what were you calling it about, Buzz?
Kaylet is now under Da Vinci.
Woohoo!
Let's go to profit.thecult.org and click on Kaylet. Should come up pretty fast. Has minimal PHP coding in it, so I use templates for it all and read into individual articles and crap. But
PHP is actually pretty fast to serve out. It's the database stuff on the cult that
that's
slows it down.
Kind of boggin'. Kind of badly programmed.
PHP's, yeah, it can do caching and stuff like that. So
the Rant Radio site is run on PHP, so just take a look at that. That's fast. So
yeah, it's very fast stuff, and it's very easy to program.
Oh yeah.
It's yeah,
dreamy.
But there's tons of articles that are backlogged that I think it was Soul Trance sent to me because he's in charge of it, and we're asking for any more and any artwork that anyone wants to send in for Da Vinci.
Any kind of artsy thing.
Any sort of art song, music, stories, poems, lyrics, whatever.
Written, sung, screamed.
Yes.
All that. Excellent.
Tattoos. That are cult tattoos. That would be a good place to store them so everyone can see them.
Inky is not talking about PHP, Mr. Echo. That would be Red 5 or myself. Okay. Is that everything?
That's it.
Excellent. Well, say what the hell.
What the hell?
The room was unbalanced. I felt like we were going...
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto!
Hey, guess what? My mom told me if I graduate on time, she'll take me up to Vancouver.
Really? Good graduation present.
So your
graduation
present is to come see us? Don't do it!
It's not worth it,
get,
man.
Like,
if you do, come in the summer.
Go for the Chevette.
Yeah, go for something cool. You'll be so disappointed.
It was a bunch of slobs sitting around in a room.
Yeah, we're like really.
We're
not
much
that
cooler on the radio.
We're really not that cool. Paint a picture in your mind of like us sitting in like, you know, that console thing from the Matrix, and then this ship that flies around under Vancouver, and that's us. And then don't ever look at the webcam.
That sounds
again.
Cool. Oh, I see. Yeah. Think of that. Oh,
yeah. You know, yeah, that's all brutal.
Just look at the webcam. That's what it looks like. We flip around and we're kind of fuzzy.
That's all right, though.
No, that's cool. That's very cool. No problem.
Yeah, we'll be happy to have you, but, you know, we'll be giving you tissues and shit when you're crying and how pathetic we are. That's all cool.
Like, it's not...
I'll bring my own.
Bring your own tissues. We don't want to think about that.
Hey, if there's anyone listening right now who thinks they're the shit and thinks they're really good at Counter-Strike, what they want to do is they want to go to red5.org and check out the Red 5.
Because that's the shit.
That
and you will ass
shit.
Will get kicked
and
if
you,
you're not
you, oh,
good.
Oh, wow. I don't even have to plug myself. Awesome. Unless you're leet. Okay. I looked at the webcam. Disappointment then set in. like, seriously. Okay. Did we hang up on Nixter yet?
Oh,
yeah. No,
I could have
gone to Poison Cheeto. Did we?
Well, yeah, I
could
have kept him on, but no, Cheeto's still here. Nixter is gone.
Okay, good.
We hung up. He said, what the hell? You know how it works?
There's the other one that's ringing, too, though.
There's the other one's ringing? Yeah, the other one's ringing. Sure, that's cool. Anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I got two band practices this week.
Oh, that's right on. How's that going?
Do you play music that can be played on Rant Radio?
We don't use any digital stuff except for, like, 5 million effects pedals, but
no good. You have to be industrial.
We're finally starting to compose stuff, so that's pretty cool.
That's very cool, man. You gotta run with that. You gotta move with that.
We'll send it in. We'll play it on the show.
Yeah, even if it you know sucks ass, we'll play it.
Oh yeah, we've played sucky things before.
You bet. Like my rants.
Maybe we'll have something recorded by the time I come up there.
Cool. Right, we play Sean all the time. I mean, I think yours can make it on if Sean's can.
If we get a recording of Would You Like Fries With That, we'll play that. That's uber shitty. So, all right, well, say what the hell, buddy.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nomad Romulus.
Nomad Romulus.
The great Romulus. How's it going, buddy? What's up?
Pretty good. I just want to call in with a couple things to shout out.
Okay.
First one I wanted to bring up actually on Wednesday, but I had an address for the meeting. Unfortunately, I sent it to myself and not APAC, so no one actually saw it besides me.
You addressed
it
to yourself.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. God damn it.
So what's up?
But it's actually regarding Active World in the Cult City.
Okay.
I still haven't visited. I've installed the Active Worlds. It was down at the time. I wanted to see it.
I will show it to you
I still
tonight.
Have it installed.
I will show
okay,
it to
we'll
you
Okay, we'll go out after the show and
I'll
in the front
to
room.
Tonight.
Excellent.
It's actually beyond the compound. I actually got a trial 30-day Active World world.
Oh, cool.
What?
I can control it, and it's all cult. But the 30 days runs out in, like, cool. I think 4 days.
Reinstall it.
Yeah, reinstall it. Wipe your registry of any reference.
They, you know, they got tabs on it. They'll know.
Oh, it's probably a server thing. It could be a server thing. We'll just
how much is it? How much is it to get it?
Well, it depends on how much we want to. That's what I want to talk to people about. If anyone's willing to help out,
like if people care.
If anyone does care, you know, besides me. anyone who is willing to, you know, talk, just, you know, send me an email.
So, do you know how much it is, or you don't know?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how much it costs?
Price varies a lot. Depends on how much. I mean, you can pay a little, you can pay a lot. You just get different.
Is it by virtual acres you pay?
And it's also virtual maximum number of users.
Okay.
Right there, it's like $10 a user and so forth. So, I mean,
okay.
I'm willing to put up some money for it. If anyone else is willing to help out, that'll help out. We can get whatever we can get.
Well, the word is out, so...
Can we crack it?
It's kind of tough when somebody owns a server that it sits on. Usually those are very tough to crack.
So you can't download the server?
Maybe you can download it. Maybe you can buy the server.
Because, you know, you can get, like,
Ultimate Online
Shards.
You can software on your own system.
Yeah.
Save a lot of money that way. I mean, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, then you won't be able to hook it into other people's,
okay,
but that would be
Romulus.
Cool.
Romulus.
They keep track of it on their own database, and they just connect out to you, and that's usually the way it works.
Oh, okay.
Okay, isn't there a way that you can, like, get this server software, and you said that there's a way to save money by doing that?
Yeah, if you host it on your own machine, you save, like, I mean, I'm not even factoring those costs in, because I don't plan on doing that.
Well, if you can download it, it's free somewhere.
It costs, like, $200 a month or something like that.
$200 a month?
Well, how do you, my question is, okay, is that there's got to be a way to fucking rip these guys off. That's my entire idea.
Cut to the chase, Sean.
Like, fuck this. There's got to be a way to crack this thing.
To work on that, too.
If there's software out there and it doesn't connect to the mother server... It's
which
free.
Can be hacked anyway.
Which can be hacked anyway. Just disable that port.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact,
put up a firewall.
Romulus, just so you know, I'm working on right now a concept of setting up a like within the next year. I want to set up a centralized server tower for Cult at a different location, which is going to have like our IRC channel, an ICQ server, a bunch of shit like that. So, and this would be something that we'd have there. So that's what I'm talking about. Put ActiveWorlds.com on the Cult DNS server, SKTFM.
Doesn't work.
That won't work.
It'll work for Cult members and no one else, but who really cares about them?
Yeah, who really cares?
Who cares about anyone else?
Okay.
That's very cool. The word is out now.
And where do we go to get the address of the Cult compound?
Oh, I have a website, or a webpage. It should be on the project file. Kind of long, so I don't think I really want to spell it.
Yeah, I think it's in the projects under the Cult website, so just go to Cult
Compound.
We'll
go there, get it, and get it all sorted out.
Cool. Say what the hell.
Hi, Ed.
What?
Ed, one other question.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm actually wondering if anyone out there is actually planning on going to Comdex in Vancouver.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact,
when is that?
March 15th.
Yeah, March 15th. As a matter of fact, that's going to be a Cult Sabbath. There's going to be a whole crowd
of us. I didn't
even
know about that.
That are going to go. I'm glad you reminded me of it. But yeah, I want to get a crowd of Cult members together so we can all go to Comdex in Vancouver.
Okay.
Are you going to be up in here for that?
Yeah, actually, I was about to register the other day, but I just want to make sure that there were going to be actually people going. And
I will, thank you. Please, Romulus, send me an email, just because I need people to email me reminders. Send me an email on a reminder of that, and I'll set that up, and I'll start running it so that we can get, like, a decent number of people out there and stuff like that. If guys want to get their shirts and everything, they can, so we can make, like, our present known at Comdex, which would be a lot of fun. So, you know, we can
so
go,
keep
like...
keep in mind about that.
What's that?
Allow people under 18 on the exhibit floor.
They don't.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Have
you have to be...
You can get in.
Because they cause trouble.
Just get in.
No, I don't know how they know, but they do have
Muslims.
Education. So
get in.
Cause trouble is what I'm
get saying. In and don't wear jeans. If you look half respectable, you'll get in.
Yeah. I don't remember them ever check. I've been to there a couple times, and I don't remember them checking age.
It's new.
Oh. Well, I've never been, but I know that they do have an age limit.
Okay, just look respectful. Lie about your age.
And they're just doing that to discourage you. They have no right to
ask you. If you have it, you know.
They don't want children running around, I think. Oh, the parents, and bring their children and drop them off at the Comdex daycare. I don't think so.
What they want...
fancy computers.
Yeah.
They want people that actually could buy something.
That's right. Consumers.
Not consumers, but product or project managers and
that have
that
lots of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
People who have decision-making power in buying things.
That's right.
Those with a corporate backing.
Just look successful.
The stream is broken. Something is happening. It's going us, apparently.
The stream is still streaming out from here.
It says
I will check on the server.
It's all broken.
We are recording this. One person can only hear this, so... Oh, the stream is currently down.
Why are we still talking?
The stream is back up. why are we still talking? I don't understand. No, it's kind of flaky, I guess. It's working. I'm broadcasting, so it'll cut in and out. People will just keep on trying.
You hear, like, demonic stuff behind us.
Listen to your dog.
You win a prize if you can interpret it. So, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Somebody said that if we phone 1-800-SAY-RANT, it gets something very interesting.
Let's try that.
It's more like Sea Fox or something.
Your call cannot be completed as entered. Please check the
number.
It's probably one from the States, and they said, no, we don't want Canadians phoning us. Because you can't have a 1-800 in the Canada and in the States and have the same number. So they obviously said, no, forget the Canadians.
Is this still fucked or what?
Totally
can anybody hear us?
Well, I'm looking at the broadcast stream, and it's up.
You're looking at a web
and
page.
Whoa, things are a little crazy. Let me just...
Oh, God. Could you eat all this acid?
yeah, things are going a little nuts.
Well, we could dial 911.
We could dial 911. No, things are really kind of foobard. What are you doing there?
I wanted to touch something physical.
I just want to feel real.
I was going to ask you, Sean, when you go in the shower, do you leave black puddles?
If I turn it up real loud, my dogs go fucking nuts. Okay. I've kicked myself.
Did a bomb hit Langley? Doesn't matter, because we're in Tawasin, Smokehouse.
Well, that would matter a little bit, because we know people in Langley.
No, the house would be
as
gone.
Far as this show, as far as this show is concerned, it doesn't really matter.
This is all fucked up like February.
Like, this is really annoying, because the actual... My computer's fine.
This is why he's not doing more tech support kind of stuff.
Well, it looks good.
It looks pretty good.
Okay, Ping Potter is dead. Okay.
It's not dead.
Yes, it is.
It's still moving.
Okay, remove Ping Potter. Get rid of that.
I'm going to kill Winamp.
No, don't kill.
It's like dead.
So we should still keep talking into the microphone?
Oh, yeah, they can hear this in the archive. All of our listeners are idiots. Muhahaha.
You know what? What's the difference between a rant radio listener and a stick?
Not much.
No. A stick doesn't suffer from searing pain to their ear. Oh, that was a slam against rant radio.
Oh. Oops. What's going on? Like, the server says it's down.
So
maybe it's going from
head
to
head.
Did I fuck with every tell them we're under attack?
Yes.
Okay, maybe it's the actual broadcast server.
Okay.
There.
I've reconnected, and it says we're up again. And it says there's only one of five.
Marion, you're fired.
One of five people listening.
Marion, I've been fired last week.
I've been fired so many times, it's not even funny.
But one he falls into so many.
Two of five
special.
We're going to take another call here. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, and we're not actually on the air, probably, maybe. We might be up. Who's this?
This is Punk of
Evil.
Punk of Evil. Did you actually really, really get a tattoo?
Yes, I did.
Now, Sean
Kemp.
Like,
yes, I did, motherfucker.
How is he going to prove that he actually really got a tattoo?
He will say, hey, did you get a tattoo? And he says, yeah, I did.
We're going to send 10 cult members to your house.
No, fuck.
And we're going to scrub your arm until it bleeds, and then let it heal, and then show us the tattoo again.
Yes,
it's not on my arm. It's on my leg.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to scrub your arm anyway.
Nomad Punk of Evil.
With a Brillo pad.
Do you know the rules?
What are the rules?
The rules are that if you get a tattoo, you get cult wear.
Cool, another t-shirt won't hurt me.
You don't know. No, but the scrubbing will. No, I have to tell you this. You can get any piece of cult wear you like.
I mean, tattoos are pretty serious
so
things.
So that means that you can get the jacket if you want.
Not
which
the
means
jacket.
That I have to pay for it, but oh well.
Let's see.
So you can have either
the tattoo
jacket.
Cost, how much the laser removal cost?
The jacket.
That's almost worth it.
If you want a cult jacket, I can get you one.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah, I figured as much. Motherfucker.
Sean's okay. Really not looking happy now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It'll take me a little while to get it to you, but I'll do it.
You know what you've done? Sean's not eating for the month of March now.
Shut up. Okay, SeanK@thecult.org. Send me an email with your address on it, okay, man?
Sean will eat the dark one.
I can do that. That's
actually, and while I'm here, while I'm on the air, Nickster, email me your mailing address, too. And I also need one for Fork, because eventually Fork is going to get me my fucking jacket. I still owe Fork a jacket, and I owe Nickster a sweatshirt. So, and those are... I've got Nickster's sweatshirt in my grubby little fist, to be honest with you.
The king of empty promises.
Empty promises.
He once said he'd be my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get you the tape on Tuesday.
So what did you...
That, I'll take you out to lunch.
Whatever. What did you call in for, man?
Oh, calling to say hi, that your stream is fucked.
It's good now. It's all perfect
now.
Apparently
it's back up now.
Yeah, people are saying it's all cool.
Then to tell you that, yes, I have the tattoo. I called in like 2 months, like 3 months ago before I went to jail and got disconnected.
Jail?
I hate that. Did you get the tattoo in jail?
No, I did not.
What did you go to jail for?
With like a pencil and a sharp stick, you got the tattoo.
Can I ask what you went to jail for?
Yeah, I went to jail for driving on a suspended license.
All right.
And now I have no license until 2003.
Oh, that sucks a lot.
You.
So you don't really need a jacket. You need, like, a bike.
Would you like a bike instead?
No, he needs a jacket to keep him warm while he's on his bike.
Very true.
The cult bike.
The cult bike.
Okay, buddy, well, just send off that email. Nickster, send me an email as well, and say what the hell.
What the hell.
Awesome. He's going to be riding public transit.
Yes, Decker Apocalypse, yours and Ronan Vince Raven's shirts are en route as we speak. They're not being mailed right now, but they're being done as we speak.
So. Somebody's on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Sam. It's Prophet Nodio.
Nodio!
How's it going, man?
Not too bad.
What's up?
I just wanted to call to make sure that Zerstar got appropriate credit for designing the logo on the Inquisition site.
Oh, okay.
Because Zerz did it. I don't know if you guys have seen the logo that he's working on for the Guardians, but it made me seriously consider a tattoo because it's fucking awesome.
Okay,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Well, email it to you, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, excellent.
It's very, very cool. As a matter of fact, have we got it up anywhere so that we can just post it and look at it on
the web? A URL, if we could see it?
I can put it up somewhere.
Put it up somewhere.
Private message me.
And then we'll private message him and we'll get it in the IRC. So everyone can see it, because it does rock ass.
Does it rock?
Oh, it rocks pretty...
Rocks our Kazvars?
It rocks our ass.
And that's pretty much all I had to say.
Right on, no deal. Thanks, bud.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay.
So, everyone out there, has the stream been, like, super uber shitty tonight again?
It's probably been, like...
That's really strange. My connection is amazing. Like, beyond amazing.
What do you mean, your connection? Can you go into detail?
Go to...
Can you click on detail? The connection through my cable provider, DCCNet, the fastest internet cable connection...
Where?
In the world.
Really?
In the world. I have downloaded at 7 megabits per second.
You lie. That beats your record.
It's... It was seven megabits per second.
Wow.
Anyway.
You know, I was at an apartment building downtown last night.
Yep.
And they've got this thing called Novus.
Is that the in-house kind of built-in?
You get Ethernet, but it's 10 megs shared across the city. They've got a 10
that's
meg fiber.
Great. 10 megs shared amongst how many people? 100? 1,000?
Well, yeah, it's a lot, but... That's they're just starting out. I'm sure they could upgrade it to 10.
I mean, it's cool.
To 100.
Like, click, you're on.
Yeah.
No modem or anything like that. That's really cool, the setup.
They I'm not sure about that. They may have some kind of device there.
Oh, okay. Because you have to monitor each person's...
You just use a switch.
Bandwidth hog, web hog. Spray painted on their front door. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nomad Floyd Lapel. How you doing?
Floyd Lapel!
How's it going, man? Where are you calling from?
I think I went to the wrong person. I think the person on line two has been waiting longer. Sorry!
That's okay.
I went from line one to line one again. Oh, that's okay. Just keep holding on line two. So what's up?
Not much, man. I just wanted to call and tell you that I used to work in public access.
Really?
Oh.
So how does that work? Maybe you can give us a little bit more details than our...
How it works. It doesn't matter if it's a local show, just as long as a local turns it in.
Really?
Oh, evil.
Even better.
So what I'm getting here...
We need some details. Please point us to some information or email Sean K or I, and we'll get some videotapes off to, say, 50 members in 50 states.
You know what? What do we... Because we can put that thing where I'm on stage.
Anybody in Hawaii yet, Sean?
What's that? Anybody in
Hawaii? There's a Hawaiian member.
There's a Hawaiian member?
Wow. It's not ringing in.
Somebody search Hawaii on the cult roster.
I don't think there is a Hawaiian member.
Now, you might have trouble in the Communist Republic of Oregon, but...
Yes, they're pretty harsh, actually.
Yeah, they are pretty harsh. That's okay, though. That's okay.
That's okay.
What are we getting sent to us here?
We're getting the Guardian Logos.zip.
Oh, cool.
It's from Smokehouse. So we're going to open it up after
this. Take a look at it on the air here.
So, yeah,
it's
somebody
cool.
out there
I've
can find some
myself.
Info.
It's excellent radio looking at images.
Yeah. Well, I know. It's not as good for the listeners.
Anyway.
It's better to have a
what
URL.
What else did you want
to
call in for? Because you got this other guy.
Well, here we go. We do have a URL.
What is the URL? What's the
URL? URL. It is off of No Deal site. I'm going to paste it into the general.
Do
I'm
it.
Sure it already has been.
Do it. Do it now. Do it. Do it now.
Hey, I just want to throw one more thing out to Sean there.
What's that, buddy?
Hey, you know the thing I emailed you about?
That's
about
awesome.
The cards, the calling cards, the tag?
The calling cards with the tag. There, here's a...
Those, you know, as a nomad, as I travel around, leaving the tag where I go.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, tag, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has started.
Oh, has it?
Yes, it has, and I don't think it'd be a bad idea if a few other people start
this
that,
is spray
too.
Painting?
Yeah,
this
why don't you give a quick description to all our listeners?
Okay, all I did is, you know, as I travel around, I that's usually cool. leave a card saying, hey, I was here. So I made cards, and on one side it's got the cult K.
Yeah.
And on the other side it says it has the Nomad symbol, and it says you have been visited by Nomad Floyd Lapel.
Well, that's very cool. Sort of like in Apocalypse Now, or in throwing the cards down at the dead bodies.
That'd be very, very.
You're
cool.
King. You're a four.
Now, that's an awesome thing, man. And you know what? It's stuff exactly like this that when Tanjay comes into being.
Virus.
Tanjay is a cult cipher, which I have created. Sean, once upon a time, was actually a prophet.
What movie was that in? Blade, where there's like symbols on the buildings.
Yeah, there's glyphs. Yeah, they had glyphs and stuff like that. What I've done is I created a 126-letter alphabet based on phonetics, which works called Tanjay, and that's going to be in the new direct action manual, which should be out.
Oh,
I'm trying to get that out by the end of... I'd like to get it out by the end of February.
There's a different guardian symbol for every clan?
I don't believe so, no. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take... we'll wind up choosing one of them. This will also be in the direct action manual.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see, and that's how it all embraces so
Whoa.
That people can have that.
That's a serious-looking tattoo that would turn out to be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the flesh tripper one look like?
Well, it'd be the flesh tripper.
Actually, the flesh tripper one would look amazing because the flesh tripper logo has like the wing with the arm on it and all that shit. So it'll look fucking there.
Oh,
you go.
Yeah, that fits right in.
So
that looks like two axes and a leaf and like
multiple
axes.
Oh yeah, it's all fucking. It's all about the
it's
porn.
It's got a little bit of Native Indian art kind of melded into there.
Oh yeah, the Decker one looks awesome.
That's, thanks, Smokehouse.
Yeah, no doubt. No,
right, well, let y'all go, man, so you can get to number two there.
Okay.
Decker looks pretty frightening. Thanks. Say what the hell.
Hey, what the hell?
Hi, line two. You've been waiting a long time. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major's on me.
How appropriate.
Yes, I've been waiting a long, long time. How's it going, man? What's up?
Nothing much. I just got a job offering at Computer Medical Center.
Really?
You know, check me out, see how good I am.
Excellent.
What's your job going to be?
I have no idea. It has to do something with a lot of computers.
Hack soaring into people's biorhythms.
That'll be great. I want
I hold your zombie. Life in my hands.
I want Lieutenant Major Zombie fucking around with my nervous system. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
So okay. You're going for an interview. You don't have it yet.
No, I do. They just want to see how good I am first. Right?
Oh, I see. That's like a trial period.
So it's
period.
Like a trial period.
Yeah, it's like a trial thing.
Probation.
So where are you working exactly? What is it?
Hey.
Huh? Oh, it's my sister, everyone.
Hey, sister of Lieutenant Major Zombie.
How old's your sister?
What are you doing, Jim?
Shut up. How old is your sister?
Hello, Jenny. How are you doing?
Fine. Can I use the phone?
Oh.
You got me there, dude. Okay.
He's on a long-distance call to Canada. You're live on internet radio right now.
All right.
You're on Rant Radio. Do you know about us?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know about Rant Radio? And the What the Hell show? Has your brother talked to you about it?
Nope.
Oh, he's very secretive, is he?
Okay, how old are you?
He's on his computer.
He stays on his computer in his room in the dark, a fresh roll of toilet paper by the monitor.
Did you know that your brother is an elite hacksaw, part of a counterculture tyrant organization striking out against child porn, which strikes fear into the hearts of thousands of people every day, and he is known to us as Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Did you know that?
No.
Now you do!
Now you do.
Now you do! He is to be feared!
Her
P-H-3-3-R! Fear your brother, for he is mighty! He is mighty from on high, with many skulls and voodoo things going, ah!
Oh, yes!
And he's gay.
And he's gay.
No, he's not gay.
He's not gay, but
wait,
he is.
Take that back.
Lead Haxor!
He is Lead Haxor.
He is Lead!
Have you noticed her voice is a striking resemblance to the Lieutenant Major Zombie's?
That's because it's her sister.
Oh, yes. Right.
There's that genetic thing.
Maybe get your mom on the phone later. That'd be interesting.
No moms on Rant Radio.
No moms. No fathers.
No moms.
Don't trust
Rant
anyone
Radio,
over 30.
Freeway.
So is Jenny still there?
Is Jenny still there?
Huh?
Hi, Jenny. Jenny, I have a question for you. Shut up. Jenny, I have a question for you, buddy. How old are you, Jenny?
One.
What?
How old are you?
21.
21.
Oh, you're 21.
Oh, okay, you're older then.
Yeah, she's old enough. That's fine.
Okay.
And where are you? Are you a zombie?
Old enough for what?
Are you? Well, she's legal in the United States. And so, are you listening to the radio show right now? Like, have you ever listened to the show before?
No, I haven't.
What do you think of it? What's your impression?
Do you want to?
No, what's your impression of the show?
Y'all are crazy.
Yes.
Right on.
Right on.
Do me a favor, Jenny. We're going to make a promo out of this. I want you to say, this is Jenny,
Lieutenant Major Zombie's
sister, and I listen to What the Hell. Can you do that?
Again? It's hard to hear you.
This is Jenny, Lieutenant Major Zombie's sister.
Huh?
And I listen to What the Hell.
Okay. This is Jenny, Lieutenant Zombie's sister, listening to What the Hell.
Excellent!
You two are Lee Haxor! Okay.
Right on.
Do us a favor. On the count of three, I want both you guys to say What the Hell together. This will be great. Okay?
Yeah,
ready?
Be great.
And then we'll hang up on you like we do to Zombie all the time. Okay, ready? All right, so on the count of three, ready? One, two, three.
What the hell?
Sweet.
That was
so good.
Okay, next caller.
Like, huh? She was exactly the same.
Oh my god.
That was amazing.
Oh my so god. It's really Lieutenant Major Zombie, I want to see a picture of your sister. I want to know what your sister looks like.
Oh yeah. Send that in.
Oh, that's all.
That is so funny.
Your sister, she's probably sitting there.
This is simple.
Hack it.
Take the wires.
Yeah.
Microphone.
A little
put
click.
A speaker in there.
Put in there.
The new phone has a wire.
Yep.
For a microphone and a wire for a speaker.
Yes.
Wire it into the board.
I would love to do that.
That's easier to hack than a regular phone.
Oh, this one because it's got a speaker.
Yes.
And you just take it right
we're
out.
We're talking about how to hack the phone
or
in the studio.
Hacksaw the phone.
Or because you have this here, you've got one here and here.
Yep.
so you can pull it straight off of that.
You got to like that. We have got to have that tirade.
My phone is a big piece of crap,
that
too,
fucking,
so I don't really care.
Okay,
about
that tirade that I went on about Lieutenant Major Zombie, did you know that your sister, your brother, is an elite axe or a counter culture moment? That's going so hard.
Put all that together.
Hey,
like,
Big Wood Farmer, you better call in.
That's going.
You call in. We're like.
That's.
I told Super
so
to call in, too.
Going in the show highlights for next week. Oh, my God. That's just amazing.
That was so mighty.
Smokehouse says, Sim, I hope you didn't fuck the recording up because I just did. So,
it is recording.
Don't fuck this up and expect Smokehouse to bail you out because he can't do it.
I'm just going to get some feedback here. Feedback. Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay,
everything is recording.
Can you scroll the IRC down? Just want to see who's in the channel still.
Okay.
So the phone lines are open for the last couple minutes of the show. If you want to say
call
what's going on, call
see
in.
What's going on and all the rest of it. You got any good
some
jokes?
Time hey, anybody have some jokes? How's it going out there?
I got that joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
PSAP.
PSAP who? Oh, that's funny.
Wow, you're so fired. Okay.
Okay, we got a caller. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter. That was amazing, man.
That was so...
the funniest shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
That was so, like... It's obviously Lieutenant Major Zombie's sister. Like, they couldn't fake that.
Huh?
Huh? That was amazing. Huh? In a female voice.
You know what? I want to get Lieutenant Major Zombie's parents. I want to meet, relatives and shit.
We'll get them. We'll do an hour interview with them.
That's, the highlight of this fucking show. You know what I mean? That was just huge.
And she doesn't know anything about Lieutenant Major Zombie's online activities. Never heard the show.
You know, she's all like, what's your real name? Zombie, what's your real name?
I can't remember what his real name is.
What's your...
Daryl.
Is it Daryl?
No, it's not Daryl.
What the fuck is your real name?
It's not Bob.
Carla.
Carl.
Is it Carl?
It's Carl. No, I don't know what it is. I've got lots of emails from him. I can't remember what it is.
1-877-SAY-RANT.
Okay, that's way out of control.
Way out of control. So I also want to ask what people think of the new Rant Radio rotation.
Yeah,
rotation.
You bet.
Because recently I have changed over all the songs to artists that have given me permission. I've talked to every single one that's on Rant Radio right now.
We're legit Pirate Radio.
We are completely legitimate Pirate Radio.
You're the Fisher Price Strike Force.
Hey, is there some way that I could talk to Sean off the air? So I don't have to call him later?
Oh, Nixter? Yeah, sure. Hang on. Just give me the phone, and I'll just jump off.
Right now?
Yeah, give it to
him. No, it completely interrupts the show. He can phone later.
Tell him to call later after the show's over.
Yeah, well, you got me.
Make it quick.
Make it fast, because Sim's all fucking peeking.
And now, while Sean talks on the phone, we're not going to say anything.
Can I tell it?
Let's piss off 50 people, or 100 people. Because ICQ's not good enough. Because Nixter wants to waste my money.
Yeah.
Private conversations.
See, I am listening to your thoughts.
I dig the new rotation. You just need more in the rotation. Well, I have about 6 more artists to add in. They've just given me permission. And if you know any more artists, just email me, info@rantradio.com. Change the rotation. It's getting old. Well,
what about the other one you emailed me?
That is not
for?
That's not nailed down yet. It's a very, very big music label that houses just about the best industrial music out there.
Such as Front 242.
And Velvet Acid Christ and Frontline Assembly.
Ah, Network Records?
Not Network. It's another one. I can't remember the name of it.
Spin-off from Network or something?
No, it's their own label.
Oh, really?
It's really...
Was Front 242 and Frontline Assembly
closer.
Were on...
That's Canadian. They're distributed Canadian from there.
Oh, okay.
That had to do with money.
So money.
Money.
And it was urgent. It had to be done right now.
Yeah, actually.
ICQ.
And it can't be done through ICQ or...
No, it had to be done right now.
PGP encrypted email.
Look, he's got this fucking guy tied up, okay?
Oh,
and he's getting
money. He's in negotiations.
Yes, so he needs some money.
That's what you call it when you tie them up. Okay.
Ah, okay. So we'll take one more caller.
And then that's it. We're going to get up here, and then we're going to go.
And
I got news. I didn't tell anybody this. This is really cool. All the Ronin will fucking dig this shit.
Okay.
This Wednesday, this is Combat Week for Sean.
Have a hookup for guns.
No, this Tuesday, I'm beginning taking my Tai Chi class. Mm. So I learned how to kick people's ass in slow motion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And
I know Tai Chi.
I know
Kung Fu.
I know Tai Chi. That's actually a pretty good can of reams.
Whoa.
No, but seriously, what it is that on Wednesday, there's this guy. Okay, anyone do a web search on James Keating? James Keating is this knife-fighting guy, and he certifies people every year in knife-fighting. And so what's going on is that this guy has certified an instructor, and I'm going to start taking knife-fighting. That's the big thing. So that's it, Wednesday night.
Okay.
And the wife has given me a present. And so
it is mighty.
And it is mighty. So
go up to everyone, look at the webcam.
So can we zoom in on it?
If I go up and zoom
if you
in on
walk
it.
Towards
if your fat ass
chair.
Can't get out of it. Okay, Black Wolf is going to manifest.
Black Wolf, fat ass cam. Okay,
ass
and I will compare.
Fat ass cam.
I will compare the blade, my new knife, my new folder. This is crazy. This thing's a folder.
It's very, very
and
big. Top.
What
little,
I will do is
thing,
I will
back and
compare
forth,
the folder
in the back.
To a can of Dr. Pepper so that they can see the the size of the knife. I'm going to have to put down the mic to do it, though.
I got pepper.
Oh. This is actual view. Look at that size of that knife.
That's the size of the knife.
You got to get some Depeche Mode in. Well, Depeche Mode doesn't quite fit in the industrial genre.
And I don't think they'd let you play it.
And the really cool part is...
Oh, put on your mic. Your mic is off.
Oh, keep it tuned in because it's actually a folder, which is the really cool part. So this is what I carry with
me.
It's
very large.
On daily apparel. This is my new daily
fuck
carry
with us.
Yeah. So it's very cool. And I also have a Nepalese kukri in my backpack, which is my backup weapon.
Yeah.
I just can't fuck with a Nepalese kukri. I'm sorry. So my wife bought me that.
An ASP as well?
Yeah. What's that?
And an ASP put on?
No, I don't pack the ASP.
It's a little heavy or bigger?
No, it's lighter than the kukri.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. But it's just that the kukri just is the shit. If I'm pulling something, I'm going to pull that kukri because it's like, hey, motherfucker, I'll kick your ass. And if I need to, I'll just cut into my becker to get the kukri. It's in my bag right now if you want to.
And look at that. People's funny.
People are all like fucking.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Last call of the night. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Big Wood Farmer.
Big Wood Farmer.
Hey, Big Wood Farmer. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Going good.
So what's up tonight?
So hi.
Oh, not much, man.
You listen to the show. Is this the first time?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to it right now, man. Red told me to listen to it. I play CS on his servers.
Very, very cool. So what, you think we're pretty insane or what?
Yeah, man. Fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
We should get paid for this, don't you think? We should get some money for this hard.
I certainly think so. Hey, am I live?
You are
live.
Absolutely live. You could say whatever you want.
Hey, Owens Wind actually wanted me to say this. I'm Batman. he wanted me to say
there
that.
There you go. 20 seconds later, people will be hearing it. You'll hear yourself, because I can hear you have the radio turned up in the background.
All right.
Okay, very cool. We got another call on the other line because, well, I'm going to get rid of that person, too.
Okay, man,
okay,
what the hell?
What the hell? Excellent. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. For sure, last caller of the night. Okay, that's it.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
Last caller of the night.
All right, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go.
Just missed it.
Actually, if you guys want to stay tuned.
And they're coming for us.
Oh, the sirens. Okay, so that's about it for the night. But there's going to be an added feature if Black Wolf is willing to give me a hand. What I'm going to do is
he's going to zip your... Yeah. Okay,
actually, fuck this. You know what I could do is I could go get my Becker, and I'll show people what I carry my Becker live on the webcam.
I mean, the show will be off, but the webcam still works.
No, I mean, I could just do it live right now. I'll do it right now.
Okay, go get it.
Fuck it. Yeah, okay. So
this is your...
This is my Becker Patrol Pack. He'll have to turn the camera.
Or otherwise known as your AWOL bag.
My AWOL.
This is your.
So I will personally. So because I just sent people like who asked me for this? It was Roto asked me for gear. Was it Roto or was it No Deal? Fuck, I can't remember.
Either way.
Anyway, somebody asked me for details on what I carry on a day to day basis, and I sent them the contents of my AWOL bag, and they don't believe me.
I know the webcam looks right now. We'll do it another time too. When
does it look ass?
Well, they'll be able to see it. Just kind of funky.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to do it another time, though?
Yeah, we'll do it another time.
So people can get
pictures
and stuff.
We'll do it another time when we have, like, a better kind of a way. But anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
And we'll show that all up. It'll be, like, something we can do.
A weapon fashioned from a spoon and duct tape.
Yeah, prison ship. Okay. Right on. So going around the room tonight, saying goodnight to everybody.
Hopefully
we'll say goodnight to the MIRC, too.
Hopefully the stream didn't suck a whole lot. Echo, Holy Deal, Smokehouse, Battle Wax, Big Wood Farmer, Armor. Buckaxe, Sophie Dophie, Apocalypse, Pseudo Roto, The Oracle, Drunk Dead 17, Case, Erase, Paradox, Kexler, Miss Echo, Sideslide, Snake, Dell, Rooster, No Deal, Nixter, Cyber Samurai, Soul Trance, Grinning Death, Junior Bomber, Raskolnikov, Ploid Lapel, Griffin, Half Elf, Judas Lathe, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Cheeto, Kha'Zix, Music God, Tenchi, Zerstar, Quoth, Rantanky. Rant, it's not just Anky, it's Rantanky.
He's ranting!
It's Sapphire, Sean K, the fucking man. I guess that's you. You changed your name there, or what? Yeah.
SKTFM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From studio to SK. Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Good night.
Yeah.
She said good night to me, right? Good night to...
Good night to SKTFM.
Good night.
Because I thought somebody maybe was impersonating you.
Okay.
Or interpreting you.
Sam Banana.
Good night,
God one.
Starbaby, T-Y-L-N, Test Subject, Y2Karma, and A-S-E. Maybe one day they can type in how to pronounce that. Because they seem to be here every time. Is it Ace, Ass, A-S-E? Do those little carrot things spell out something? Unpronounceable. Is this the only way you can... Okay.
Or CTRL.
Control.
There is one thing that anyone wants to do is if you want to email Dark One, because Dark One doesn't get
Uh-oh, Dark One. A flood of email.
No,
you sure you want to do this?
I don't give a fuck.
She can press delete?
Gives her something to do.
But, filter on.
Everyone,
yeah.
Everyone...
Health filter.
This was her Valentine's Day present to me, was my knife.
And your Valentine's present day present to her is a flood of email.
No, actually, my Valentine's Day present to her was a pleather overcoat, which goes down to her ankles, cool. And a pair of leather pants.
Do you remember that? I think there were leather pants for more for yourself, don't you?
Well, there's that, too. But anyway.
Just to let you know that...
Honey, here's the new power saw.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to send me an email saying how cool the knife is that she gave me, which, because she'll dig that. And no one ever sends her email.
Oh, it's
very cool. She's just like...
Is her email up on a page somewhere?
It should be on her thing, but it's darkone@thecult. I'm putting it in the RC right now.
.org. That's pretty simple to remember.
.org.
No funny spellings, except for cult.
Oh.
I cannot have ats
I
in Nix. I didn't want to tell you because it's the only way you'll learn.
Slash Nix.
Give a man a match, you give him life, or give him warmth.
Is it D-A-R-K-1?
It's number one? D-A-R-K-1. At thecult.org.
That's pretty late there.
That's pretty late. There you go. So if anyone wants to,
spam her.
Spam the living shit out of my life. Go right ahead and just tell that you said, I saw the knife that you gave Sean. It rocks ass.
Sign her up for porn pages.
You are
newsletters.
Anybody signs my wife up for a porn page, I will personally come to your house and slit your fucking throat.
There's the warning.
I've already done it.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, that's enough of that. So, yeah.
Not quite enough, I don't think.
Alrighty.
So we're going to go around the room.
Going around the room. Say goodnight.
With you.
So, goodnight with me. Say yes. Shocking the fucking man.
Of course, we already said goodnight to you.
Hey, be cool.
Be drinkable.
Yeah, keep up the fight. Fucking, it's amazing how much shit is happening. Like the fucking Inquisition.
All over the place.
Staggering. Staggering. And do not worry. Brainwashing is done. We'll go from there.
It is done. It's sitting on my hard drive.
You bet.
I have one button. I can delete it. Gone. Red 5.
Hey, good evening.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much for having me back here. Yeah. Always a pleasure. I like the new place.
Yeah, it's much roomier.
Just so everybody knows out there, this is Rant Radio.
This is your first visit here.
To the new studio.
Okay.
But I actually grew up in Tawasin.
So a little history there.
So you're in my stomping grounds.
Okay. Why does it smell like rotting crap near my house?
It's Ladner.
It stinks.
It's Ladner. It's,
They're calling it the new Jersey, okay? People are coming here.
There is a lot of there's a lot of agriculture around this area.
Smells like rotting cabbages. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That could be one of them.
Yes. Just cabbages. They leave them out in the field. They grow a whole crop of them and just let them sit there, huh?
The beach smells.
They are quite an...
The beach smells when it's in the summer gets even worse.
That's great.
Especially when
something
there's whales.
To look forward to.
Whales beaching themselves.
That's okay. You don't eat whale.
No.
Anyways, good night to everybody out in IRC land and... Amongst the ones and zeros across the net.
Everyone playing Counter-Strike. Go to red5.org. Stop, stop.
You will notice that I have not plugged anything.
Not at all. It plugs itself.
It's a self-plugging proposition. This thing, it's like a perpetual motion machine. It just makes money on its own.
Self-worshipping Jesus? What a perfect Messiah! The new Jesus worships himself. Wow, how can
I... Low-maintenance Jesus.
How can I get one of these new self-worshipping messiahs?
You don't have to live it for 400,000
The new
kilometers.
Self-worshipping messiah. Hear it. Brand Radio and Cult. We sponsor the self-worshipping messiah. No more word. We just forgive you and you don't have to do shit.
That's right. Automatic forgiveness every 5 minutes.
You bet.
Phone us up.
You are forgiven.
It's a refresh. 5 minute refresh. Yep. Okay, you're next. Soma.
Soma. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and don't ride fucking Smokehouse about the brainwashing. Not so much fun now, is it, Smokehouse? Wow. No rest for you.
And?
And Black Wolf saying, good evening.
And Sumerian, see you in 6 days, 21 hours.
All that.
And
enjoy,
more.
Enjoy the rotation. And
hopefully we're up a little bit smoother.
We need
next
a
time.
Lito Cheeto says Red5.org needs some kind of Japanese plugin. what are you on, dude?
Yeah, there's no Japanese on the page, so you don't need a Japanese plugin to
you
read it.
You can use it, but it still looks English to me. Well, I'll look into it. Maybe there's some weird thing going on.
And we're going to diagnose it, the poor connection, because I thought it was the wind last week. But apparently it's not. It just can't upstream 5.6 kilobytes per second, which is very strange, believe me.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it. Okay, until next week, we're out of here.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends at TV sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations... profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.